Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Thursday, the first day of April, 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We've got Wayne Madsen popping in to give us his take on the bombings in Russia, on Obamacare, on what's happening in the economy, and a lot more. He's joining us coming up in 1 hour. And then we've got William Fain, who was one of the last people to talk to the former Georgia senator who was exposing CPS white slavery rings, who was killed over the weekend. He'll be popping in the last hour. He believes she did not commit suicide, nor did her husband commit suicide. And he talked to her about 48 hours before she was shot in the back, and her husband was shot in the chest. So that is coming up. Obviously, I have a lot of really important news to cover, and I want to open the phones up in the first hour. But in the first hour, I want to give first-time callers a chance to give us your take on the aftermath of the health care bill's passage as we learn more and more about just how draconian this legislation is. First-time callers calling in about the militia situation, the raids that started Sunday. There's been a new one, another militia group indicted by feds. A federal grand jury in New Haven, Connecticut, returned a 7-count indictment charging 5 individuals with conspiracy and firearms offenses stemming from an alleged attempt to sell firearms and explosives, grenades, to a white supremacist group located outside of Connecticut. And we've now seen the detention hearing. We've got some details of the detention hearing of the Hatari militia in a 4-state raid centering in and around Michigan. And I want to be clear about this. I support the militia. That's why we have Edwin Vieira on. That's why we have Red Beckman on, one of the founders of the true modern militia. But when I criticize federal provocateurs that go in and set up militias, those federal agents and informants are not militia members. They're not good. They are bad. And, of course, you have a lot of these militia leaders that are feds. And I saw a few clips last night and sent a few emails of different people criticizing me and saying, Alex Jones doesn't want you to buy firearms. Alex Jones is throwing the Hatari under the bus. It's just the type of mindlessness that I'm used to seeing. Texas voluntarily entered the Union. So did New Hampshire and other states. We're not really the Lone Star State. I love my state, but other states have that power. All the states have that power, but Texas more clearly than any other state. And I support people's right and the movement if they see fit, if the people of Texas chose to secede. But then I saw the Republic of Texas groups, some serious, some not serious. I saw the media give attention to groups back in the late 1990s. And sometimes you had 5, 6, 7, 8 or more different presidents, and they would just all announce themselves presidents and have an entourage of 4 or 5 people who were commander general. Their wife would be the vice president. And I would criticize those groups and say, this is not legitimate the way you're going about this. You're not my president. And they would say, how dare you, traitor? I am the commander president of the earth. Might as well declare themselves emperor of Mars.
And the Stratium 12 detonator, pesky earth creature, I will disintegrate you.
I mean, go ahead and declare yourself emperor of the moon if you want.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got William Fame joining us for about 30 minutes in the last hour today, covering oddities in the murder of Nancy Schaefer. The media is calling it a suicide. Head of the Eagle Forum in Georgia, a guest on this radio broadcast, one of the strongest advocates for children and families being torn apart by child pedophile services. Not CPS, not Child Protective, Child Pervert Pedophile Services, Child Psychopath Services. And she had been calling us the last few months saying that she was hot on the trail of the CPS getting bounties for certain types of children that adoption agencies were leasing out to pedophile groups. And they went to her house and shot her in the back and shot her husband in the chest. And we'll be going over that coming up in the last hour today. We also have Wayne Madsen popping in for 30 minutes in the next hour. We are going to have wide open phones for first-time callers on the healthcare issue, on the economy, on the militia raids, on the attempted demonization of patriot groups in this country. And coming up in the second half of the next hour, I'm going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll also play the audio here. It's very revealing for radio listeners. And we have the video posted up on Infowars.com in an article that Kurt Nemo has written dealing with the supposed N-word being yelled and black congressmen being spit on. The media had said it happened in the House chamber. They said it happened outside the Capitol with people going in for the healthcare vote, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before last. off and on the last week and a half, I've done a lot of investigating into this, and I saw a video posted this morning by Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com that was the best produced yet from different camera angles of the supposed incidents. You can clearly hear no one is yelling, "We're going to kill you." No one is yelling the N-word. No one is spitting on the black congressman. Now, they have a tunnel that they can go in from their office building into the Congress. The black congressman, the black caucus, chose to walk through the middle of the Tea Partiers that no other pro-government healthcare takeover groups dared do. It was a false flag. It was a provocation. And there is video from the time they walk out, as they walk through. There is the supposed spitting incident where the man is yelling, "Kill the bill, kill the bill." The black congressman walks up and gets in his face. The guy keeps yelling, "Kill the bill." The man claims he's been spit on. You can clearly see no one spit on him. No one said, "We're going to kill you." No one called them the N-word. The audio is clear. The video is clear. This is completely made up. And there are hundreds of different videos from different angles. And I've looked at scores of them. It is an absolute fact that this is staged. And Keith Olbermann and Chris Matthews, but not just MSNBC, CNN, all of them are a pack of congenital liars who are invoking race, who are invoking racism, who are invoking race war, who are calling down racial division. People say, "Oh, I don't want big healthcare takeover. I don't want socialism. I don't want the IRS running my life. I don't want the IRS controlling my paycheck." Oh, you are a racist. I mean, they've been saying that for a year. One time I caught bribery at the Capitol. There's video of it. It's up on our YouTube channel. Mike Hansen dug the footage out that we aired on local TV in Austin, showing a white man paying off three black men to go testify and talk about how much crime is involved with guns. They're the ones playing the race card. Ooh, putting the scary black guys up there to talk about how dangerous guns are and all the crime they've seen with them and how they're former gangbangers. And the news ran headlines asking if I was a racist because I showed black people getting a payoff from a white guy who was the one race pimping them. And the news media, the Statesman, called me and said, "Would you have shown white guys being paid off?" And I said, "Well, absolutely. Of course I would have." What type of question is that? And they posed the question in the Statesman, am I a racist? This is race politics, ladies and gentlemen. They obscure the real issues by injecting race. And don't forget the Denver Post headline, 08 race worker held in damage to Colorado HQ, knocked out their own windows, tore down the posters of Obama, and went on the news saying that right-wingers had done it. How many cases have you seen of people spray-painting their own synagogues or their black dormitories with swastikas or the N-word? This is done over and over again. And of course, in all fairness, we dug this article out. Police, woman with bee scratched in face, faked political attack. She did it in a mirror and did it backwards and later admitted to it. And she said that black men had assaulted her in a parking lot and scratched the bee word in her face. Barack Obama. Totally and completely staged. So we'll be breaking that down coming up, and we're going to play the video and audio here. And this is what not just Democrats are experts at. This is what Republicans do. This is what happens in dirty politics today. This is what happens in dirty tricks. I go out and start yelling at Michelle Malkin while her people are yelling at me at the Denver Mint in 2008. And people that we later learned came with her, with local conservative bloggers. They arrived with her, they left with her. We don't know if they were working with her, but they came with local blogs from the college. And they began screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin, over and over and over again. And the national news said that I had said it. Thank God we had all the camera angles, put out a video showing that they were screaming it and forced retractions. But this is how they operate. This is the type of things they do. They create distortions. Just like the wheelchair attack, a man with his handicapped daughter in New York a few years ago comes out of a dark doorway, starts ramming Gary Talis of We Are Change with the wheelchair saying, don't attack my daughter, don't attack my daughter. And it came out in court that that indeed had happened. But not before the national media said, how dare the 9/11 truthers, they attacked this poor girl in a wheelchair for no reason. They were waiting for We Are Change. They were there in a demonstration against Laura Bush, calling for medical care for firemen, police, and other medical emergency personnel from 9/11. And that's the response they got. And there's just so many other cases of this. Here is a article out of Detroit News today. U.S. attorney, Houtari member shot cat to prepare for attack. I will bet you $1 million that's a lie. They say their federal informant inside the group and their FBI agent inside the group, they had multiple operatives inside the group handling them. And they now admit another militia leader was one of the people that was supposedly inside Houtari. And that's the type of thing they'll put out. Oh, 9/11 truth attacks a girl in a wheelchair. Oh, Alex says kill Michelle Malkin. Oh, my gosh, black guys put the word B on my face. Oh, my gosh, Republicans attacked the DNC headquarters in Denver. This is not just something government does, but intelligence agencies, organizations, and private individuals. Over and over again, the last 2 years, I have had prominent people just completely lie and say that I called them and threatened to kill them. Probably operatives, but they may not be. It's just, it's like a woman, if she's scorned, it's been proven in major psychological studies that many women, not a majority, but a large percentage, will just lie and say you raped them. It's the frame-up culture. It's the lie-about-your-enemies culture. And I said Monday here on air, Kurt Nemo said Sunday in the articles he wrote when this was first happening, that it would end up that a federal informant was inside, one or more, tricking the group into calling for violence or just flat-out lying and saying that they did call for violence when they never did. Because I've had the national media do that to me. I've had people at meetings try to set me up and lie and say that I'd said things. So, we had Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, former head of the FBI crime lab, on yesterday, and he said, yes, the criminals rise to the top and run the FBI and almost every major police force, and people are being framed en masse, and that comes out every week. Major police departments are caught just framing people en masse. So framing is what they're taught to do at commander level. My guys went to Pittsburgh last year, all on video. Call the base, they have a press release, they go over, and they say, we hear you're going to deploy 4,000 troops on the streets tomorrow. We'd like to talk to your public affairs officer, PAO, and they said, wait here 20 minutes. And they said, let us talk to your editor. Military called me up. Once they got me on the phone, they wouldn't talk to me and said, I don't want to talk to you now. I was very polite. We have video of it. We're going to put that clip from Police State 4 out in the next few days as a sneak peek for folks to see. And they then called the police and said, my guys were running around the perimeter trying to sabotage the base. Just a total lie, and that they ran from the military. And you got Luke Radowski footage in Truth Rising where the police come up and say, we're going to say you got a bomb. We know you don't, but we're going to go ahead and put you in prison if you don't stop using your First Amendment. This is standard procedure. We'll be right back and break it down to your phone calls as well.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique. We are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow! They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind, our memories live on immortalized.
It is very revealing that when I went on air Monday with Kurt Nemo's excellent articles, pointing out that I had interviewed last year Pale Horse, or Sickles is his real name, and that they were dressed up in clownish fashion with voice changers, and that it looked like something out of central casting from a setup of a militia. Out of 400-plus public militias, I singled that one out, and I said, that stinks. It's like you find a dead animal in your attic. That stinks. It doesn't take a rocket scientist mind to know this. And I said, it's going to come out that there were federal informants in there provocateuring them to shoot their mouths off. Well, Tuesday, the Wall Street Journal reported, and now we have more of the indictment, that indeed the thing was provocateured from start to finish. And I guess I shouldn't have called them hillbillies, but, you know, I call myself a hillbilly. I say I come from some hillbilly stock. So, you know, that was not meant mean. I was trying to protect whoever these operatives were trying to set up back in August of last year. I was trying to point out that CNN and others were singling them out. And when that starts happening, you better look out. Just like we're being attacked by CNN and Fox and MSNBC right now. They generally begin the attack beforehand, and the way they dressed up and the things they said, the things they did, were leading right into that trap. And then I got sent this audio last night of supposed militia people saying, yeah, Alex says don't buy guns. But that's not true. Alex says don't do anything about the New World Order. More straw men, more baloney. Why would I be attacked by a minority of militia leaders around the country for saying, watch out, militias are infiltrated, watch what you say, watch who you let in your group, look out? Why? I mean, that's common sense. Because many of these groups are not just infiltrated, they are led by the Southern Poverty Law Center, they are led by the ADL, they are led by the FBI. We know the FBI was running the operation in Oklahoma City. This isn't a game. And so I think it's wonderful that people are training with firearms. I think it's wonderful that people are preparing to defend themselves and their families. That's why we have Dr. Vieira on. That's why we have Red Beckman on. That's why we have people on like Officer Jack McLam. That's why we have Sheriff Mack on. That's why we promote the book, Why the Militia? We are all in the militia. And I got a call Monday going, well, why are you bashing the militia? We're all in the militia. I didn't bash the militia. That's operatives inside these organizations attacking who their real enemy is. Why do you think all these big white supremacist organizations constantly attack Alex Jones like no one else and lie about me? Because they're fed run, and I'm pointing out that Hal Turner and the rest of these people, and it comes out constantly that the leaders, not the members, the leaders of these white supremacist organizations are feds. And they're going around trying to infiltrate the militias so the militias can be demonized as racist and so they can set up the militias. And the infiltrators in these groups, they don't want me telling you this. It's like 10 years ago with the Gray family in a standoff. The feds were about to roll in. They had surveillance cameras, trucks, everything. I went out there when no one else, all these big, tough militias, they were nowhere to be seen. I went out there. I drew attention to it. I got them support. That media attention backed it off. And then I showed up a week later, and there were these guys in militia outfits going, don't trust him. He's a fed. He's infiltrating you. He's getting surveillance of you. And then it came out a month later in the news that both those guys were cops, and still that family said, we don't care. We believe the cops. That's how they isolate you. I've been through this over and over and over again. I'm here saying, watch out, look out, be careful. And then the feds and their weak-minded minions, a lot of them mean well, are like, Alex, you are against the militia. Well, what is the militia? We are the militia, the American people. And I always get criticized by different militia leaders for saying, Alex doesn't call for violence. He doesn't call for standing up physically. He's a wimp. That's provocateuring, ladies and gentlemen. It's so simple to anyone who has any discernment. So I'm right again. I told you, Monday, there'd be informants, but they were set up. And it turns out there were other militias ratting on them. And they weren't ratting. They're probably the ones setting them up. And that's what's got some of those groups up there scared, is because I'm hot on their federal operation and their tail. And I, back in August, 9 months ago, I nailed it with precision as usual.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We're going to your calls here in a moment, but I want to finish up on this militia issue, and later I'll get into all the latest developments. This big stack here. Another raid, this time in Connecticut. Another group they've set up, probably completely framed. And here I am, Monday morning, before anyone is reporting there's informants inside and that it's a setup, saying, watch, there's going to be informants. They pick this group. They provocateured them. I said that back in August. I know what I'm seeing. And then suddenly I get criticized. Oh, Alex Jones, he's a Fed. He's saying, look out, there's Feds. Only Feds or their moron followers who are being duped would say such a thing. I've been telling you for over 3 months that moving into the month of April, you're going to have raids on militias and attempts to get firefights going on and a new Waco. And some people who aren't Feds want that to happen. They want a war to start, and they're always trying to push people to get this going. And that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want legitimate, above-board debate. We have all the poll numbers. We have the majority of Americans waking up. The people are angry. They're voting out incumbents, both Republicans and Democrats. Rand Paul in Kentucky shows that. We're having massive success because whoever shoots first loses. And I'm going to do more shows on the militia and break down the history of the real modern militia with Red Beckman and others and Vieira promoting it versus the Patriot mythology. And the best way to boil this down and give you a case point example is this. It's the mid-1990s into 96, 97, 98, 99. I have a radio show in Austin. I have an Access television show. And there were, over the years, more than 20 different Republic of Texas groups. But at one time, there were as many as 8 different presidents. And they would have a meeting at their farmhouse. This was the average MO. And the family would elect their father as the president of Texas. And then other groups would have meetings at hotels and elect themselves president. And then you'd have no military. You'd have one guy who was a general in a full general's outfit looking like a complete clown. And we would have events, Second Amendment events, land rights events, and they would show up like clowns, these different groups in front of the news media. And we discovered most of them were Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, meant to make a movement for Texas sovereignty and possible secession look ridiculous. The globalists understand perception. And I would say to these Republic of Texas people, hey, in 1776, they got a unanimous declaration from the leaders of the 13 colonies, from former governors, legislators, judges, prominent leaders. And that's what we have happening now in over 30 states. We're taking our states back. The states are saying no to the New World Order. They're passing anti-UN resolutions. They're saying they're going to nullify the healthcare takeover. That's how you do it. That's serious. People in suits and ties. And then if the feds try to come in, then you go to a 1776 situation. But that's how it's done. You don't have people in trailer houses, and I'm not bashing trailer houses. I've got family live in trailer houses. Trailer houses are great. The point is, it just seems that most of them are in a trailer house declaring themselves the president of the state I live in. I didn't vote for you. You know, they didn't get a president to the 13 colonies until after they won the war, 7-8 years later. We didn't get George Washington for a long time. We had to have a Bill of Rights first. All of that had to take place. So you don't just say, I live on a farmhouse, or I live in an apartment in downtown Austin. I am the president of Texas. I am the president, and I have 2 family members who wear military uniforms, and that's my military, and I have a bass boat out back. That is what I'm criticizing. That is what I'm saying is a joke. And it's meant to make us look like a joke. That's what the media is going to go out and point their cameras at and say, look at this. Look at these people. This is who is opposing the government. And then they went out to the few groups out in West Texas that were not Fed-run but had declared themselves the leaders of the provisional government, and they murdered them. And what you had was a whole bunch of Republic of Texas groups all fighting with each other going, I'm the president. No, I'm the president. I'm the president. No, I'm the president. No, he's the president. No, she's the president. And I would meet these people. I would have them on the Access TV show, or I'd see them down there on other shows. And I mean, it would literally be some dirtball, some slimy person who couldn't even talk with gold jewelry hanging around their neck and you know, getting out of some van reeking of whiskey. Going, I'm the president. I'm the president. And they'd put that on the news. He's the president. Making us look like a joke. They've had major polls in Texas showing the majority of Texans want to secede. And that number's getting higher. Well, if you want to do that, you go to the state house. And the clauses are in the Texas Constitution, and you have a vote, and if it doesn't pass, you get more people to run for the state house, and we get our people in, if that's what you choose as voters. I'm not even saying that's what should happen at this stage. I'd rather have the state nullify it, take our federal government back, but it's better to secede than to be run by offshore corporations through the federal government. But no, I'm not going to bow down on my knees to the first person that walks up and gets out of a van reeking of Jack Daniels and kneel before them and say, I swear fealty to thee, O great president, O great Sam Houston, king of earth. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. That is the issue I have a problem with. And everyone should ask themselves, in your militia group, in your organization, or militias you know, who are the militias that support Alex Jones and are intelligent and know what they're doing and have a code of not allowing provocateurs in to send you all to prison? and frame you for the terror attacks that the government is about to stage and has been staging to be blamed on the Tea Parties and conservatives and gun owners and returning veterans and libertarians. Who has common sense out there? If you've got a militia that you're in or that you're around that on Monday was saying, how dare Alex say feds provocateur this? These were great patriots getting ready to kill police. They had what it took. They had cojones. They were ready. And Alex is calling them hillbillies that got set up by informants. There are no informants. Jones made that up. The people I learned yesterday were saying this on Monday and Tuesday. Well, it came out Tuesday and Wednesday that I was absolutely correct in spades. And it's not hard. I use the parable or the analogy of if it's Super Bowl Sunday and the Super Bowl's coming on at 5 o'clock Central, and I get on the air on a Friday and say, are you going to watch the Super Bowl Sunday? And then a Monday morning rolls around and I get 100 emails and phone calls saying, how did you know the Super Bowl was going to come on? How did you do it, Alex? I mean, this is too incredible. How did you know that the Super Bowl was going to come on at 5 p.m. Central? I read the TV guide. I turned on the cable and looked at the guide. I've seen them do this over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I think in this process, we're learning who the feds are or who is controlled by feds. And I think it's very, very interesting and quite frankly scary. Because I'm here saying we shouldn't kneel down to somebody who says they're the president of Texas. Oh, you're against Texas sovereignty. You're against the Second Amendment. That's a straw man attack. I'm all for Texas sovereignty if that's what the voters choose. The voters. The voters. Not somebody on the back 40 drunk on Jack Daniels saying I'm the president. Not some group up in Michigan, whether they were good, bad, or indifferent, I don't know. I just know one of their members was dressing up like a clown right out of Central Casting with a guy standing behind him like a lieutenant with a World War I helmet on and a gas mask with a pot belly, just designed to make militias look stupid, designed to make us look like kooks, designed with a voice changer to demonize and to set up a group. And I called it in August, and what happened? I'm reading the TV guide here, ladies and gentlemen. If I'm driving down the road at 70 miles an hour at midnight in the Texas Hill Country and I see a bunch of deer by the side of the road about to jump out in front of my car, I hit the brakes. Alex, how did you know how to hit the brakes? Well, I saw a bunch of deer right there. They're about to jump out in front of my car. I mean, this is 101. Brain dead people should be able to understand this, okay? Brain dead individuals should be able to understand what I'm talking about. And any time I've said, look out, militias, for anybody that calls for violence in your group, and the usual suspects come out and say, how dare you, Fed, say, look out for people that talk and call for violence and call for targeting government installations. You are a Fed. No, that person putting on that accent is the Fed. We need to be cool here. We need to be collected. We need to watch our backs. We need to not be provocateur. Shut up, Fed. Monday morning, I come on the air. I say, this is all provocateur. There's going to be informants inside. It's going to tie into Pale Horse. You just watch. How dare you? Pale Horse is a great American. There's no informant in there. They were great patriots getting ready to bring down the New World Order beast. And listen here, boy. Alex, you're not a man. You're a boy. Because you're not calling for war like I've been doing for 15 years. Yeah, because you've been calling for violence all these years and you're not in jail? Hal Turner. For 10 years, I told you that guy was a Fed. Now admitted in federal court, highest level FBI agent, national security level, not anti-terrorism. National security level, working with Sean Hannity 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
I can't believe what Alex did, saying feds had infiltrated. That's so bad. That's like telling an old lady not to walk out in front of an 18-wheeler. I can't believe Alex did this. I can't believe he said some of the militias are infiltrated. Why, my federal handler that I don't know is a federal handler tells me that anybody that says look out and don't call for violence, they're a fed.
Meanwhile, the fed's sitting right next to him. Going, let's go over some scenarios of planned attacks on government installations just in case. The recorder's going. They're planning to get a big collar. They're planning to move up the echelon by framing you and setting you up. And they're there telling you, don't listen to Alex. I remember when I exposed what was going on with that Pale Horse guy, now in jail, but they say one of their informants is in jail just for their safety as a cover. Just like the Mumbai federal agent running the op has been arrested to protect his cover. That's all admitted. Alex, don't you dare say a U.S. government operation ran the Mumbai attacks. Boy, that Alex, he's a fed. Why, he's saying 9/11's an inside job. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to go to them right now. It's just, I'm going to cover this more later. But this is the season. They are getting ready to stage in Oklahoma City. They are building up to it. I told you a year ago. I've been intensifying the last 3 months. I've told you. You've been listening. I have told you exactly what's going to happen. And now here we are. And they are all over the country trying to set up militias right now. And for that, the feds that pepper the militia are saying, this is terrible how he's throwing the militia under the bus here. And then some people who are under their mind control who aren't feds are going, yeah. I can't believe what that boy is doing. I can't believe it. It's like, sounds like Foghorn Leghorn or something. Let's talk to Paul in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for all your good work. You know, they've been co-opting the Tea Party and highlighting and starting up these militias. I've got two questions and one gift. I'm asking you about this because, you know, the Libertarian Party is, you said it the other day that it was our best hope, but could it be possible that we don't know exactly how America's going to come in and put their hands in the huddle circle and join together? We might not see that aspect of the movement manifested yet right now. What is the greatest hope for the Jedi of today?
Well, Paul, I appreciate your call. I don't remember saying the Libertarians are the greatest hope. When they ran Bob Barr for president, those hopes were dashed. I think the greatest hope is taking the states back one representative at a time at the legislative level in the states. But people are together. They are against Obamacare. They are against the carbon taxes. They are against all the different things that are happening. I am for the real militia. I'm trying to protect the militia, the honorable men and women that are involved in it and doing a great job and understand we're under threat and who are preparing to defend the republic. I'm simply pointing out that they're trying to set up the militia and radicalize it and provocateur it right now so we can stop what they plan to do in the next few months. I'm going up against their main operation, which is to get a violent confrontation going, whether real or manufactured. And that's why the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, CNN, Fox, New York Times, Newsweek, London Guardian, the list goes on and on, are all lying about me saying I'm calling for violence. Notice what's happening. They've got the Fed-run white supremacist groups attacking me. They've got the minority of the Fed-run militias attacking me. They've got all the major media attacking me because I know what they're doing. I've seen them do it over and over and over again. The biggest thing we can do is keep waking people up. Folks are ready to be awakened now. And buy firearms and get self-sufficient and train with those firearms to protect ourselves. That's a great bulwark. But if we can just politically get active, instead of letting them stage events to demonize our states' rights movement, our nullification movement, if we can hold the line and keep moving forward and not let them trick us into a fight, we're going to win this thing. And that's why they're pulling out all the stops against us. And it's only sending us more listeners and backfiring on the New World Order. So I appreciate it all. Greg in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm first. first-time caller.
Welcome.
With all these communities, states, and federal government talking about how they don't have enough money, how does that compare? How does that square with the comprehensive annual financial reports?
All right, let me explain what's happened. It's an excellent point, Greg. Since the 50s, every county, city, state, water district, you name it, has a double set of books. They tell the public the budget is bankrupt. We've got to have more taxes. Meanwhile, the second set of books normally has triple or even more assets, bonds, holdings that are completely separate from even pension funds. But what's happened with the derivative bubble is the banks got government to invest with them. They've now stolen all of that money, and they're telling the government now at every level, you've got to go out and squeeze the people if you're even going to get your pension fund money. So it's all about getting people under their control, getting them deeper into debt, getting the government deeper into debt. And so now many communities are on the verge of actually going bankrupt because they've even stolen the money out of the comprehensive annual financial reports. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It's on. The globalists are making their final move to take over our society. It's a trap. They grow giant state, local, and federal government. They get the population addicted. The government handouts and debt. They create a giant government worker class. They teach them that the population is their enemy. And they're attempting to bring in an official system of total corruption. And now they've bankrupted the states, and they're rushing in with carbon taxes. They're rushing in with not just the taxes you pay federally, but state taxes. that will further bankrupt the states, and the banks will come in with more fiat loans made up out of nothing and get even more control and demand even more taxes be raised. This is bondage. Let's talk to Darren in Nevada. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing? Good morning, afternoon.
Welcome, Darren.
Okay, the reason why I'm calling is I want to give you a little more.
Darren, are you on a speakerphone? Because every caller's had bad audio, and I don't know what's going on. We need to start checking. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I am on Skype.
Okay, I swear phone lines are just getting worse and worse by the minute, but go ahead and make your point.
Okay, I've been in negotiations with this gentleman who owns BarrySatoro.com, and since you have the T-shirt thing you're trying to promote, I figured the two would go together. So I just wanted to pass that along, you know, to you guys and see if you guys want to take it further up to you or whatever. Just to tell you.
Well, I mean, sure. If somebody wants to give us a website, I don't know how much traffic it would get. We could throw some stuff on the side about how he's really Barry Sotero. And we're just here trying to get the word out about that he's really an Indonesian citizen and not eligible to be president, regardless of the whole Kenya situation, which I believe he was born in Kenya. The evidence all points that way. But this is a huge issue because we know, for those that just joined us, his real name is Barry Sotero, and he's not eligible to be president.
It's a good way of chiding the president, and there's not really anything he could do about it because he's denying that's his name, I guess, publicly now. So, I think it's a pretty good one. But anyways, I guess I could, send you guys the info or something like that or whatever.
What, is the guy trying to sell the website?
He is trying to sell the domain name,
Well, that's great, Darren. I appreciate your call. You know, people think domain names are where it's all at. But, I mean, really, it's a site that you post news and information on that you build over years that has massive traffic. I mean, we put all the Barry Sotero stuff up on Infowars.com, up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have guests on that expose that. And I'm not saying I don't want the domain, but we'd have to build something and do something with it and then promote it. And I've got more than 20 websites, but I appreciate the kind thought, Darren. Just whoever has it needs to build a website, and we'd be happy to link to it. We work with everybody here. Let's talk to Daniel in North Carolina. You're on the air, Daniel.
Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
First-time caller, huge fan, been listening for years. Had a couple comments about the health care bill. Extremely atrocious. I was up watching in C-SPAN whenever it got passed, and a bunch of family members were up watching it. Out of all the craziness in the bill and all the bad stuff that's in it, you know, taking our rights away, the government's forcing us to buy a commercial product. One thing I've noticed that this is, for the people that I know, and especially some of the older people that I know, this has really woken some of them up. I've given, you know, at least 2,000 copies of your DVDs out to randomly and to all my family and friends. And several people have come to me and said, man, you know, this guy knew what he was talking about. So I guess that's my point. If one good thing comes from the crazy, you know, unconstitutional health care bill, it's really woken a bunch of people up that, wow, this is just crazy. So I guess your comments on that.
My comments specifically on the fact that for every action, there's an equal reaction. Folks are waking up because now there's no more room for denial. This is bona fide tyranny. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in hour number two. Wayne Madsen, the Wayne Madsen Report, is our guest. Worked for the National Security Agency. We're always honored to have Wayne Madsen on with us. He's written for some of the largest publications in the country. He, of course, has appeared on ABC News, NBC, CBS, PBS, CNN, BBC, Al Jazeera, MSNBC. And as I said, he also is a U.S. naval officer, managed one of the first computer security programs for the U.S. Navy. He subsequently worked for the National Security Agency, the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Science Corporation. Madsen was a senior fellow for the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, and a privacy public advocacy organization. We've got him on about WikiLeaks, his investigation into what WikiLeaks really is, and are they under attack like we've been hearing. We're also going to talk about the railway bombings. We're going to get into a host of issues. Also, this healthcare looting that the healthcare lobbying arms actually got passed. It's the right wing won't tell people this is just a bailout like the banking bailout, and the left is acting like this is a free handout. So it's even worse than what the critics of Obamacare are actually saying. So we'll talk about that with Wayne. He always has breaking news for us. Wayne Madsen, good to have you here with us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So much is happening. Let's get into WikiLeaks first.
Well, certainly it seems like this WikiLeaks is not what it appears to be. They're claiming they're under some surveillance, an operation led by the U.S. government and Icelandic authorities. The Icelandic government, which has been battered severely by the likes of Soros and his hedge funds and Goldman Sachs and all these other criminal elements in the banking industry, probably the last thing they needed was WikiLeaks showing up to push this bill to turn Iceland into this haven for journalists and whistleblowers and leakers of every stripe. There's an old saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And certainly this looks like this is a red herring. This whole operation in Iceland looks like it's intended to find a safe harbor for people to leak corporate information that can be damaging to competitors, especially competitors to Mr. Soros and Goldman Sachs.
Well, I've noticed that some of these leaks are selective, but some of it has been extremely damaging to the system. I mean, I've researched WikiLeaks. I think a lot of people involved in it are very good, but certainly government could use this to leak things that it wants out.
Well, certainly in the case of an old Swiss banking group, investment group called Julius Baer, which was founded in the 19th century, was one of the most secretive and considered one of the most stable Swiss financial institutions. WikiLeaks started leaking customer data from them. However, WikiLeaks began in 2006. The leaks from Julius Baer actually started in 2002. So there was this time frame where someone else was leaking that information, and WikiLeaks seemed to have glommed onto it. Anyway, what was leaked was people who had accounts in the Cayman Islands. Now, the U.S., all this information was turned over to Carl Levin and Robert Morgenthau, the DA up in Manhattan, and they started yelling and screaming about tax evaders. But many of these people were not even U.S. citizens. They were residents of Hong Kong, Singapore, and other jurisdictions where offshore accounts are perfectly legal. So it looked like this was basically an attempt to weaken Julius Baer, because right after The WikiLeaks publication, Bear's stock dropped 60%. They were then subject to a hostile takeover bid by Goldman Sachs, and their CEO was found dead. They said a suicide, but nobody seems to know why Alex Widmer, a widower with three kids, 52 years of age, was found dead in Switzerland.
We'll get more into WikiLeaks straight ahead and get into a host of other absolutely key issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Water lovers, the Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Wayne Madsen covers national security issues for national and international publications. WayneMadsenReport.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are our websites. We're going back to him on a host of issues. Is the attack on Iran back on the front burner, with the CIA now saying they do have nukes or can make nukes? This is like 2003, Groundhog Day with Iraq all over again. We'll get into some interesting tidbits of knowledge he has on the train bombings over in Moscow, another bombing today in a separate area of the Russian Federation. But before we go back to Wayne Madsen, I have two new films coming out in the month of April. It's now April. You can pre-order them both. Invisible Empire and New World Order Defined comes out April 15th. It will premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv in the highest quality online. You can also order the DVD in super high quality and get all the extras at Infowars.com for Invisible Empire and New World Order Defined. Go watch the trailers, read about the film. It just covers the whole New World Order, their roundtable groups, how the Anglo-American establishment operates, the admission in their own words of world government, what type of world government will be, government narcotics trafficking, white slavery trafficking, pervert guilds in the Congress, the occultic activities. It just covers everything A to Z with stunning graphics. It's got Mark Dice, Peter Del Scott, G. Edward Griffin, and others, Jason Burma's film. And then Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Hadn't made a documentary on the police state in almost 8 years. The FEMA cams are conclusively proven, how the shadow government operates, the national security directives, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the torture, the black sites. It's just all covered. The proof. People want to know about the shadow government, how the New World Order takeover is taking place, how they're federalizing police, the G20 attacks on peaceful citizens, the snatch and grabs, the globalists trying to set up my crew. It's an amazing documentary film, 2 hours and 20 plus minutes long, and that's not counting all the extras. It's over 3 hours with all the extras. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Both films are $19.95. You get both of them, get a big discount. Infowars.com. And your purchase of the DVDs makes this radio show possible. But these will both be powerful tools in the InfoWar. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, going back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, I really respect your analysis because I've been following you for more than a decade. A decade ago, I didn't know what to think. I mean, a lot of your stuff was turned out to be true. Other parts of it I couldn't confirm till years later when I really got even more respect for you. And I can't think of when I've seen you be wrong because knowledge takes decades to gain. It isn't just having a decent brain or doing research. You've got to learn who to trust. You've got to learn who's accurate. You've got to learn who has a unique perspective on things that's revealing. And I didn't know today when I said, what's new? What's important? What's big? We don't do pre-interviews. You bring up WikiLeaks. I mean, I've tried to support them when they've been under attack. I've seen them blocked in different nations. I don't think the people that I know from there that I've talked to over the years are bad, but I do agree that they can be fed things that the establishment wants to be out. That can happen to any journalist or group. And I think the Army manuals they've put out about false flag terror, the CIA manuals about how they're going to lie to the public, and that came out just last week, and how they count on our apathy. I mean, I read that CIA document, which they admit is real, that the CIA is angry. And that was over a year old. We saw those talking points used in our media. When you say that you've seen some places where you think it's being used to go after globalist enemies, I tend to think that's going to be done with any journalistic endeavor. Go further. Specifically, do you think it's totally run by Anglo-American interest, or are you saying it's being used? Because I see it do so much good.
I think it's used. I mean, it's also important to point out that some of the exposés that they've had, that information was already basically available in open source. So, but the thing with Iceland and their attempt to move into this information mecca has a lot to do with George Soros shorting the Icelandic krona, which led, of course, to the banking collapse in that country.
So you're saying they want a base to selectively get around privacy laws and leak info.
Right, and also use it to blackmail people and extort money and hurt competitors. And basically,
well, we know the New York Post page 6. We know the New York Post page 6 has been caught doing that. Is there any evidence WikiLeaks is doing that?
Well, certainly, what we're seeing is sort of a confluence between WikiLeaks and the person who I think represents the major gatekeeper of the left is George Soros. I think his counterpart on the right is Rupert Murdoch. I think these guys, when they get together, must slap each other on the knee and just laugh about how they've got, you know, the population of the world corralled into these two camps, and they're controlling all these media outlets. But certainly George Soros throws a lot of his billions around to control the message. There's links between his Open Society Institute and WikiLeaks. And, you know, this is all under the guise of do-gooder type operations where freedom of information, freedom of the press. But when you look, when you peel back that onion, you find something that stinks pretty much like an onion.
Well, I respect your opinion, and we'll certainly see more of that come out. In fact, you mentioned that the head of Cryptome.org that I respect, that he left WikiLeaks a few years ago and says it is an operation.
Yeah, John Young, who actually has published first-time information on Cryptome.org, I know John, and he says, you know, if he gets it, it gets published. And he's been harassed an awful lot. I mean, they canceled his internet service, his server, and John Young left in 2007 the board of WikiLeaks and charged it was a CIA front.
Well, let's hope that's not the case and they're just being used at certain levels. But what do you do as a journalist? Because I think about that when state police send me the MIAC report and then someone saying they were a federal marshal sent me the Homeland Security report. I mean, morally, I had a responsibility to put that out. I called the FBI. I called MIAC. I confirmed it was real. They got mad when they found out I had it. Right. You know, 'cause you can catch these guys off guard and they'll, you know, tell the truth. When you read the code number out, I mean, then you start getting paranoid thinking, was I fed that? Why would they want that out? Why would, you know, it just gets, I guess that's what Cloak and Dagger is it just turns into a labyrinth.
Right, and I basically do a triage. There's information I get, which I look at, the source, what it is. I say, well, this is good, this is a keeper. Then there's stuff that, frankly, at first glance, it's totally out there where the buses don't run. I immediately discount that. That's a dead, you know, that's basically a dead issue. And then there's, you know, the in between. You're not really sure. You'll take a look at it, and that kind of goes into the sort of let's see where this one goes. Sort of the pending file. So it's a triage situation. I've been schnookered in the past on some things, but I think it's all based on your sources and if you trust them and. You know who they're, you know, basically tied up with. So you can spot a red herring the minute you see one.
Absolutely. Almost all the info I've been given has turned out to be accurate. The clergy response teams, government documents on the Pentagon surveilling yours truly. I want to get into Russia with you and the situation over there, Wayne. We really appreciate your time. But separately, you may not be aware of it, but Fox News in two articles in the last 2 days is basically implying I'm a terrorist in their terrorist section. The Southern Poverty Law Center is saying I'm calling for violence basically when I'm not. They're really coming after me right now. Why do you think London Guardian, Time Magazine, you name it, right now are specifically singling Alex Jones out and lying and saying that I'm promoting violence? What do you think that's about?
This whole thing where we're talking about WikiLeaks, we're in a new phase of warfare. It's called information warfare, information operations, using information against people. In the case of Fox News, I mean, I used to go on Fox quite a bit, and then I caught them, and not only me, but some other people that appeared on Fox where they took the image, the still image, which they used on their website, and they distorted the image. They made some people have yellow teeth when they didn't. They took my face and expanded it out to where it was totally distorted. And of course, they run those photos, and then people, you know, use it as a sort of like to make fun of you. And this is what Fox has been caught doing before. Fox isn't a news organization; they're a propaganda outfit. And Rupert Murdoch knows full well what he's running over there, and so does Roger Ailes. I don't even say Fox is an annex of the Republican Party because the minute the Republicans serve their interests, they're going to toss them aside. Fox serves, I think, as the major controller and corraller of people on the right, as I mentioned earlier. George Soros represents on the left, and of course, there's those in between. You know, you've got the New York Times, and you've got you know, of course, Murdoch has his newspapers in London, the Times of London, and
he has the Wall Street Journal. But that's what I'm asking you. Why do you think they're now branding Alex Jones as someone calling for violence? Are they angry that I'm telling all my listeners not to be violent? Because it looks like right now they're trying to create the perception that there's about to be this grassroots violence so they can clamp down on parts of the Tea Party they don't control.
They're trying to eliminate the competition, I think. The fact is there's now news sources available over the web and through YouTube and whatnot that is hurting their bottom line, and they like nothing more than to eliminate that type of competition. And they'll use any sort of entree to do that. You know, say somebody's a terrorist, that then people might be, you know, be worried about.
Yeah, I forgot to add that they called Homeland Security on me. That's in the article.
Well, I think there's a lot of symbiosis between Fox News and agencies of the government. Look how they've leaked propaganda. They've hyped things up. That helped us get in this disaster in Iraq, and now they're hyping up Afghanistan.
And now they're pushing white Al-Qaeda.
Right, exactly.
All right, stay there. Let's get into Russia when we come back. WayneMansonReport.com is his excellent website. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Moving quick with Wayne Madsen. We'll be right back after these short messages.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Wayne will be with us about 5 minutes into the next segment. Then I'm going to shift gears into a host of other important news, like federal judge finds NSA wiretaps were illegal. In fact, we'll ask Wayne about that coming up in the next segment briefly. But right now, Russia, Wayne, we know the Tsar staged terror attacks. We know the NKVD, the KGB has done it. A lot of evidence points towards Russian intelligence in the late 90s. But you're saying that this points towards Georgia targeting the FSB in the bombings we've seen. Break it down.
Well, we've got this guy who said, who's the head of what they call the Caucasus Mujahideen. His name is Duko Umarov. He's claimed responsibility. He also claimed responsibility for the bombing of the express train last November from Moscow to St. Petersburg, which killed, amongst others, some high-level officials of the Russian government. I would note that what was interesting is that Nikolai Petrushev, who's the former head of the FSB and now on the Russian National Security Council, along with President Medvedev, Prime Minister Putin, Foreign Minister Lavrov, he pointed to the Georgian security services in an interview with the Russian newspaper Kommersant and stated that their information, their intelligence shows that Georgian special security officers that are dealing with members of the Northern Caucasus Mujahideen, and it was also interesting that on March 21st, the government of Mikhail Saakashvili in Georgia. Now he was put in by George Soros with his money. It was a themed revolution called the Rose Revolution. He hosted a conference that was organized by the Jamestown Foundation of Washington. That's a neocon operation here founded in part by William Casey, back the CIA director in the 80s, and something called the International School of Caucasus Studies at Ilya State University in Georgia. Again, they get their money from people like Soros. And what this conference was titled was Hidden Nations, Enduring Crimes, the Circassians and the Peoples of the North Caucasus Between Past and Future. Georgia also has a Russian language TV program that beams propaganda to stir up people in the rest of Russian Northern Caucasus. I mean, what Petrushev said, the former head of the FSB, it looks like he's right on the money here. Who basically is controlling Georgia?
Well, that would be a replay of the 1980s when they founded al-Qaeda and Mujahideen to menace the Russian underbelly a little bit further east. And we know that they launched a few weeks ago that hoax broadcast saying Russia had invaded again when Russia never invaded. That's how dumb they think we are in the West. So what is the point of carrying this out? I mean, how does that hurt Putin?
It hurts Putin because he knows he still has a, you know, it hurts him with the people of Russia, because if you can't guarantee someone's security when they're going to work on the metro, you're going to start to lose support. Now, that's exactly what Putin's enemies, these exiled Russian tycoons, want to do. He nabbed one of them. He nabbed Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who's a guest of the Russian government in Siberia. But escaping from Russia were people like Boris Berezovsky, the former media magnate. And he travels between Britain and Israel on his Israeli and British passports. He's got safe haven, he and others. And these people work through people like Saakashvili in Georgia to undermine Putin. Now, they used to also use Yushchenko, the president of Ukraine, but he's out of power now. And now there's a much friendlier president in Ukraine. So Putin has at least eliminated Kiev as a base, but he still has Tbilisi in Georgia as a base that's used for all this type of propaganda. And maybe Petrushev said, terrorist activities directed against the heart of Russia in Moscow and some of the other rest of republics, like the 12 policemen who were killed in a suicide bombings in Dagestan, which is part of this whole Northern Caucasus.
But explain this to me. How does it help the British to stage 7-7 bombing subways, to have police state crackdown? Blair's numbers actually went up. It was meant to boost flagging support for the Iraq war in 2005. We know our government has been caught red-handed. It's now been declassified and released in federal affidavits that the leader of the Mumbai attacks, as you said almost 2 years ago, was a U.S. agent. You talked about U.S. agents with the GPS. That now came out this week. So explain how it doesn't help Putin.
Well, what it does to Putin, it undermines his credibility. And if you know, this is what the neocon operation is. They're trying to drive a wedge between Prime Minister Putin and President Dmitry Medvedev. If they do that, they would like to see Medvedev continue as the president of Russia without Putin, and they think they can drive this wedge, and they can get things done with Medvedev that they can't do with Putin, and by hurting Putin as the prime minister, they can.
All right, we're going to come back. Did these bombings coincide with Russia announcing new cooperative alliances with China, and why is China's rhetoric rising now? What is the U.S. doing to anger them? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nothing more.
So many things going on in the world.
And the private central banks that control our planet have fingers in every nation. Russia, China, Israel, England, Germany, the United States. What is the state of the world right now? More and more talk. A replay of 2003 saying now Iran does have nukes. We've got to go in. Is there really a split between Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu? Where is all this going?
Well, I do think there's a split between Obama and Netanyahu, but we do know now that there's information coming out of the administration questioning the loyalties of some people in the Obama administration, particularly Dennis Ross, who holds the sort of the Middle East portfolio for the National Security Council. But I think he's emblematic of another problem. These people in the Obama administration, like Rahm Emanuel and certainly Dennis Ross and others, what country are they actually loyal to? Who do they support? Do they support President Obama, or do they support Netanyahu or one of his coalition partners like Labor, for example, which is very pro-war, by the way? There's nothing much left about the left in Labor. But certainly what we're seeing now is an attempt to put more sanctions on Iran through the United Nations. Now there's a report that China is coming around. But I would note that there's now a report that the U.S. may declare China a currency manipulator in the next Treasury report due on April 15th. And if that's the case, we could be looking at a trade war with China, which holds a lot of our debt. And, how's that going to help the situation? We've also had the thing with Google in China. But I think this is all part of a bigger picture about an impending national industrial policy that the Obama administration is creating and may be pushing very soon.
Flesh that out, what you mean by that.
Well, I think what we saw with the Toyota and Honda in Japan was part of this, to make GM or Government Motors, which the government basically owns, much more lucrative at the expense of the Japanese. Now, then we had the thing with China, with Google. We have this idea that the Treasury Department may declare China a currency manipulator. Now, isn't that rich? One of the biggest influence peddlers in this Obama administration is George Soros, who has manipulated more currencies and crashed more economies from Iceland to Malaysia to Thailand. He tried to short the pound back in the early 90s. He's doing it right now. And he'll short the U.S. dollar if he has to. And I also have a sneaking suspicion he could make a lot of money with this currency war between the U.S. and China. This guy belongs in a prison somewhere. I don't know what country he owes allegiance to, but there's a lot of prisons in the world, and I think we could find room for Mr. Soros in one of them.
Shifting gears, Wayne Madsen, is this good news? New York Times, federal judge finds NSA wiretaps were illegal.
It is good. Judge Vaughn Walker, of course, basically he's declared the terrorist surveillance program and what was known at NSA as the Stellar Wind. This is what I was told by people inside Justice and the NSA. They knew it was illegal. They knew that the NSA was breaking the law by conducting this. Now we have the federal judge ruling it, in fact, was illegal. But the interesting thing is now, will Eric Holder and Obama seek to appeal that decision of Judge Walker? I have every belief that they will seek to appeal that, because the wiretapping continues to this day under the Obama administration, as much as it did under Bush and Cheney.
Wayne, I know you've got to go catch a plane here. We've only got a few minutes left with you. On another subject, we do see some of the so-called left finally waking up and speaking out against Obama. But is that because they want to try to keep some credibility with the grassroots? Obama hiring more lobbyists than anybody, expanding wars, continuing torture, secret arrest, Patriot Act, signing statements. The list goes on and on. With what he's done, the left finding out that Dennis Kucinich, before he flip-flopped, was telling the truth. This is a K Street lobbying takeover by the bank-owned insurance companies, cutting Medicare, Medicaid, while raising taxes, lowering the standard of care. They had a Meet the Press special where they admitted, yes, there are death panels. This will lower cost. I mean, just bizarre. And we have Naomi Wolf, the Rhodes Scholar, coming out and saying, yeah, Obama's bad. We're marching into fascism. What do you see happening there?
Well, I think people on the left are figuring out that they were sold a bill of goods with Mr. Hope and Mr. Change. We got no hope and nothing changed. And basically, that's what people are waking up to. Many people look at the Obama administration as nothing more than the third term of George W. Bush. Look at the policies. There's not much change there. It's just a different panache, a different atmosphere, a different smile, better diction, better speeches. But when you look at the policies, especially for the environmentalists right now. They're up in arms over the drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, which Obama's authorized. So he's losing the support of people like the Sierra Club and others. I don't know where he's going to get his support when he decides to run for re-election. I'd be very surprised if people would trust him after seeing him flip from what he ran on, the rhetoric that he ran on as candidate Obama, and where he sits today and where he's been.
Well, in my opinion, I think that's one of the flip-flops he did that was actually good, because the Russians and Chinese announced they're going to start drilling in those areas. And so now the oil companies are saying, you know, well, we've got our, you know, oligopoly here, but if they're going to get it, we might as well get it. I mean, isn't that really what that's about?
Right, but when you look at his base, the people who supported him, these people aren't going to be around for him in, come the next election, because they felt, you know, they feel like they've been schnookered by the guy. And I think that's going, and then I think the impact, political impact of that is, he's going to have at least one, maybe two challengers from the left in the Democratic primary in 12.
All right, last question, Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Who do you see, because you're there in Washington every day, you're there at the press club every week, what's the word on who the Republicans are planning to run? The word I'm getting from inside Republican sources is it's a General Petraeus slash Mitt Romney ticket. It can be interchangeable. Versus a Palin-Rick Perry ticket. Those are some of the main Republican contenders. Give us what you're hearing there on the Hill about that. And who are some of the Democratic challengers to Obama?
Well, certainly Mitt Romney was at the press club a few weeks ago. He's, according to everyone I talked to, Democrats and Republicans, he looks like he's got it. He's the favored person for 12. Now, the others, Palin and all, I think they... You know, they're interesting. They get the clips on TV, but I think it's Romney. It's Romney's to lose, unless we find out he's been visiting some sort of a bondage lesbian club in West Hollywood. I think it's his to lose. On the Democratic side, I see some potential troubles for.
Hold on, I thought that was one of Steele's aides. You're saying Mitt Romney's going to that?
No. I would say that would something like that would sink him if we were to find out. Right now, I think Romney's the clear winner in this. The only thing that could sink Mitt Romney would be to find out he was at one of those clubs. But I certainly know he seems to be pretty squeaky clean.
Why is that getting news that some Republican staffers going there? I mean, does that anger the Republican pedophile leadership that they found a Republican who likes women?
Yeah, well, I think what it does is it's angering their the fundamentalist Christians who put money into them. I see that Tony Perkins now has washed his hands of the GOP over that. So I see the party itself kind of self-destructing, but I think Romney's got it. And on the left, I would look at the guy who's on the outside of the Obama administration. He was very critical over the health care thing. I think we may not have heard the last from Howard Dean. I think he could be potentially a challenger to Obama from the left.
Okay, well, Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You bet.
Wayne Madsen. Again, if you just joined us, I've got a lot of news I want to go over here today. Like, federal judge finds NSA wiretaps were illegal. FCC advisor advocates state-run propaganda megaphone to counter alternative media. That's a quote. You heard me. State-run media here in the U.S., New York Times columnist, death panels will save a lot of money. Paul Krugman tells Roundtable economists agree it's going to be major. Oh, yeah, the government decides what health care you're going to be getting. And I meant to get to this on Tuesday, so I'm going to cover this coming up in the next hour after we take some more calls. The K Street hustling of Obamacare, a great breakdown from Revolt of the Plebes. And I got some other articles here that dovetail with it. One from the Tea Party, 365. Inside Washington, lobbyists, healthcare heavyweights visit White House early and often. You know, who's really behind this healthcare bill? Because we know who's behind it. We know it's a banker robbery through the insurance companies and brings in eugenics care. We know that. But the controlled right wing is just saying, oh, it's socialism. Let's not give poor people free healthcare. This raises taxes too much. And that is true to a certain extent. But morally, it lets the Democrats pose as if they're good guys. You bet we gave poor people some care. No, it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. And if you're going to have socialism, at least deliver it. But see, it never gets delivered because powerful interests create socialism to steal the middle class wealth. So that is coming up, and we're going to go to James, Philip, Alan, Paul, Mona, and others. But I mentioned this in the first hour. I want to get to it now. 08 race worker held in damage to Colorado Democratic HQ. You know, we've mentioned this in the last week, staging attacks before. We've got other articles about the Democrats painting swastikas on their buildings. They've been caught doing this over and over again. It's a form of false flag staged event. And Kurt Nimmo's written an article about this. I think it's a great article. I would change the headline to Democrats Caught in False Flag Race Attack. But he wrote the headline, Video Proves Tea Party Activists Did Not Spit on Dim. Well, it's more than that. They lied and said that they came out with police who were going to arrest the guy, but they decided not to. That's all on video. That's made up. No one was yelling the N-word. No one was saying we're going to kill you. No one was spitting on them. It's all on video from multiple angles. And the Black Congressional Congress caucus decided to not use the tunnel from their office building over to the Capitol. They decided to walk through the group to then put out this false report. And they're still all over the news announcing this lie. And this is a great little piece that's posted in our article. It's also at the Ripple Effect Studios. Capitol Hill conspiracy filmmaker dissects congressman spitting incident. And so both these articles are linked and posted up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But this is another false flag, false report. Here it is. Okay, now that's a one-minute raw video of the people screaming, kill the bill, not kill members of the Black Congressional Caucus. They're yelling. They're not spitting, and the Black congressman comes over and says he's spitting in his face. They're not yelling the N-word. Now, I just showed you a raw clip. We're going to play part of this clip and then come back from break and play the rest of it. Here is the piece, Capitol Hill Conspiracy. Here it is.
On Saturday, March 20th, citizens gathered outside the United States Capitol to protest the impending health care bill. Until January 2009, protesters had been reminded time and again that dissent was patriotic. In the age of Obama, however, protest was no longer patriotic. It was now, well, racist. To prove it, a group of Black Democrats chose to avoid the tunnel and walk right through the protesters to the Capitol. Equal opportunity in their protest, the citizens booed the Black congressmen as lustily as they had booed the white ones. But that was it. As the congressmen made their way to the Capitol, nothing happened. There was no violence, no threats of violence, not even any profanity. If there were any racial slurs, no one seems to have heard them. I didn't hear the slurs, said House Whip James Clyburn, who walked with the group. How could he? Not one of the many videos shot that day recorded any. They did record, however, hundreds of people expressing their dissent against a bill that the majority of Americans deeply opposed. Many, like the man in black shirt and white cap on the left, shouted, kill the bill!
Kill the bill! Kill the bill!
A distracted Congressman Emanuel Cleaver passed right in front of the man and apparently caught some flying spray. Unhappy, Cleaver jabbed his finger in the man's face. That night, all hell broke loose, and the streets erupted in riot and flame. Oh, excuse us. This is recent footage from Berkeley, where left-wing students and union members tried to burn down the house of the school's chancellor. Didn't see that on CNN? Much less newsworthy was the protest in front of the Capitol. Except that Congressman Cleaver was still mad about the flying spittle. So we brought a policeman out to find the alleged spitter. Cleaver's office immediately sent out a release saying that the man had been arrested, but that the saintly Cleaver declined to press charges. But it was not true. Said the Capitol Police, there were no elements of a crime, and the individual was not able to be positively identified. The video supports the police.
All right, we're going to back up this great investigative piece, and I want to, in the next few days, try to get this documentary news producer on. This is real journalism. Because it's on record that they had arrested someone spitting and yelling the N-word to a black congressman. And that is still reported by MSNBC and CNN every day. They are invoking racism. They are invoking racial division. They are lying and saying there's no black people. Even though you watch that footage, there's black people all over the place that don't want the IRS taking more of their paycheck and who don't want death panels. They've seen how big government helps them. 52% of blacks in this country are never born. They're murdered. And the establishment wants to keep blacks under their control in their Democratic Party, Senator Byrd, Ku Klux Klan, plantation, so they can kill them and use their death panels against them. That's the truth. They're a bunch of eugenicists like Margaret Sanger. We'll be right back.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
By the way, when I say the Democratic Party wants to kill black people, the leadership of it, you go back to the 20s, 30s, and 40s with Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers. We have their publications. They set all this up. They kill over half the black people that would have been born in America. And it's time for black people to realize the Republicans aren't going to save you and neither are the Democrats. But these racist controllers aren't going to come at you as a Ku Klux Klan group. They're going to fund the white supremacists, the Klan groups, and then they're going to act like they're opposing them and they're fighting them. They want you on the plantation, the reservation. They want white people, Hispanics, Asians. It doesn't matter. They want to run our lives. And a lot of black folks are figuring this out. So the media runs this giant hoax saying, well, if the whole Tea Party isn't racist, their heart is. And they run these hoaxes saying on the House floor and outside this happened. And those black congressmen chose to go out in amongst those groups to go and put press releases out and to lie and say that man was arrested and to lie and say they were screaming the N-word, to lie to make white people and black people be at each other's throats. That is so low down. That is low down. And the constituents need to understand that they use race politics to control you while the black leaders build more abortuaries in your neighborhood. Let's complete the clip.
So we brought a policeman out to find the alleged spitter. Cleaver's office immediately sent out a release saying that the man had been arrested, but that the saintly Cleaver declined to press charges. But it was not true. Said the Capitol Police, there were no elements of a crime, and the individual was not able to be positively identified. The video supports the police. No matter. On the word of Cleaver alone, the McClatchy papers ran with this absurdly false and inflammatory headline that very afternoon. The McClatchy-owned Kansas City Star, Cleaver's hometown paper, would soon add, quote, some Tea Party supporters spat on Cleaver Saturday on Capitol Hill because the U.S. congressman is black. The agitprop was working. Two nights later, after a mindless media firestorm, MSNBC's inimitable Keith Olbermann summed up the Democrats' takeaway message. Quote, if racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart. As Nikolai Lenin once coldly noted, a lie told often enough becomes the truth. But that was before the internet. Despite the offer of a $10,000 reward, no one has been able to produce evidence of a single racial slur. Please spread the word and put this lie to bed.
Absolutely. Well said. Well done. For over a week, there's been a $10,000 reward from the tens of thousands of people out there, the hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of cameras. Most people have cameras now. Their iPhones are cameras. Their cell phones are cameras. No N-word. Though we've caught people at San Antonio Tea Parties who we know are Democratic Party operatives with racist signs before, but then they've been caught, so they're beginning to back off. But it is more than outrageous to engage in this type of behavior. And the McClatchy headline, he didn't read it on air, he just showed it, said congressman called N-word by Tea Partiers. No retraction, no nothing, running the inflammatory word, spelling it out for everybody to incite racial tension so they can maintain control of the black voting bloc. And they've got the Hispanic voting bloc. They're trying to get into race politics. Oh, this group doesn't want your taxes raised because they don't like you. This group doesn't want illegals to get free health care, not because they don't want the country to go bankrupt, but because they don't like you. Not because they don't want to pay more taxes, they don't like you. These are limousine liberal race pimps.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Point in the broadcast. We've been simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv since the beginning of the last hour. I want to go to your phone calls now until the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to go over host of just incredibly important news on a plethora of key issues as we analyze the state of the world, as we attempt to get the population informed about what's going on our planet. Right now, let's go to Philip in Kansas. You're on the air.
Yeah. How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good, Philip.
I haven't talked to you since I was a guest on your show last year, promoting Begging for Billionaires.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to come back on as a guest because I got a lot of news. But the thing about Cleaver, I have a lot of dope on Cleaver. Because of, many years ago when they were doing the intermodal hub out at Richard Garbar Air Base, Cleaver had bought land, right outside the air base called 40 Acres and a Mule. And it was Cleaver and Archie Wells, and the track basically comes around, so they would have taken all the property to expand the tracks for the intermodal hub. Well, we went to the feds with this, and of course the feds didn't do anything, but, you know,
Cleaver, and right now, you're a activist filmmaker we've interviewed before in studio. You're talking about the congressman lying and saying people were screaming N-word and he was spit on.
Yeah, and, you know, this is when he was mayor. You know, there was rumored there was a videotape, which has never been found, of him.
Hold on, I don't want to put rumors out.
But, I mean, this is, Cleaver's been known as, you know, being corrupt and lying, because when he was mayor, he lied. I've got videotape of him lying when he was mayor.
Well, so, we have no doubt that he lied and said he was called the N-word and spit on, and so he needs to be held accountable for that. I mean, he is race-baiting because the government is scared to death of black people and white people coming together against tyranny.
The other question I have is, you know, Fox News and everybody coming against you. You know, I'm not a lawyer or anything. Why don't you go after them for slander? I mean, you know, they called the cops on you illegally. Don't you have grounds for slander? And also, the state of Kansas, something you may want to look into. Kansas has a criminal slander statute, which my ex-political partner was nabbed by the mayor of Wyandotte County. And what that is they prosecute you, you go to prison, and you pay a huge fine.
All
that's
right.
Something
well,
you
well,
want to see.
Philip, I appreciate your call. Look, I'm one of the few people who's actually had to sue folks before when they've slandered me or defamed me in a premeditated fashion. There has to be malice of forethought, knowing you're lying, trying to hurt somebody. And there's certainly hundreds of people and groups I could sue. But if I spent all my time, money, and energy suing people, I wouldn't be able to make films. I wouldn't be able to reach out to people. I wouldn't be able to run the websites. I wouldn't be able to do what we're doing, building the new studio. And most people on the internet and on radio know that everything that's said about me is a lie. I mean, it's just they're always making up new and more ridiculous things. And so many lies have been told, just none of it has any effect anymore. But I have to publicly counter Fox because they say they called, and we showed the article yesterday, but there's several articles written about it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I put a YouTube video out about it last night, and they said they called Homeland Security on us for comments, and they implied that we were behind it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and then we pointed out that they're the ones really calling for violence on Fox television and in their comments. So they're hypocrites, and they're trolling our site, trying to get us in trouble. What does that say?
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go over this key article, the K Street hustling of of Obamacare, how the insurance companies really wrote this scam. You get that information out, we'll be able to repeal this. It's the truth. But you let the left and the Republicans lie about what this really is. It's going to stay in place. That is coming up. All right, I want to run through your calls quickly now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Texas.
Alex, I found out about you about 2 weeks ago, and kind of feel like you're Morpheus and I'm Neo, and you gave me the little red pill, and it's been pretty heavy stuff here. And I guess the question is, you know, as a newbie in this, it's, you know, like I said, kind of heavy. I'm trying to figure out what, is there any website or any direction for, you know, financially and things of that nature? You know, I know I want to get my money out of my 401k from, but, you know, or I know you were talking about IRAs and pension funds and them trying to take that over. How about gold IRAs and such? I mean, do those appear safe, or are we better just, you know, taking it out?
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I don't give financial advice. I tell people what I'm thinking, and I have different financial experts from different perspectives on, so people can make up their own mind. Bloomberg, WorldNet Daily, they're all reporting on what the White House is saying, and they're now pressuring public and private pension funds, and the federal regulators get what they want, but people are scared of them, to invest in, quote, failed banks. And I know there are gold IRAs, and many of those have performed better than, you know, other type of IRAs and 401ks and things that are, you know, made up of different investments and mutual funds or stocks and bonds or a mix of those. And I think diversification is always the answer. I mean, that's a tried and true tactic. And I think people should be in a lot of different things if you have enough money to be in a wide spectrum investment portfolio. But I would rather physically hold gold and silver than have a gold IRA. I know Ted Anderson promotes some good gold IRAs, and if you think the system's safe and that they're not going to take it, the point is you'd want to invest in some of those because they have been performing in many cases much better than other IRAs. Again, that's up to you to make that decision, Alan.
I completely understand, but, you know, it's in just finding directions to go, and I understand you're not a financial planner. But anyway, I appreciate it. It's like this is pretty heavy stuff, and I appreciate your help, and keep up the good work.
Alan, good to have you on board, and I should have asked Alan how he found the show. Please pay it forward. If you are listening on local AM and FM, tell your friends and family, neighbors, people at grocery stores, hey, tune in, Alex Jones is on, or he's on in an hour, or he's on tomorrow, key information. Send friends and family the free link on Infowars.com to download the iPhone app that has 5 stars. There's very few iPhone apps that have 5 stars. Upwards of 1,000 ratings now, 5 stars. You may not have an iPhone, but your friends, your family, your neighbors do. Anybody can listen off the audio link, streams in different formats, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but the iPhone app lets you take it on the road. We have the Flycast free app. Now we have links to that as well for any type of cell phone out there. It's all there. And so it's good to hear that you've gone down the rabbit hole and are really starting to see the matrix. Let's go ahead and go to Paul in New York. Paul, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good talking with you. Well, I've been a fan for quite a while, and thanks for everything that you're doing. I wanted to know, I've been, you know, I have an aunt that I debate things with a lot. She's a big Obama fan and things like that. I just bring up 911. I mean, she acts like everything's Obama. Everybody's against Obama, and I'm more, I said, well, what about 911 before Obama? That happened, and, she, you know, I didn't know they had a 911 debunked on YouTube, and I'm wondering, do you know about that, and are you guys doing anything to debunk that? Because I never saw that before. Is that something new?
Okay. I take it you're a new listener, Paul. Or, I mean, are you asking me if I've ever questioned the official story of 9/11?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not questioning that. I know that you have. I'm an old listener. I've been listening for about a year now, but I'm wondering if you're aware of that debunked website, because she sent me that. I was never aware of that before.
All right, Paul, I appreciate your call. There are hundreds of government-funded so-called independent groups, and this came out in Cass Sunstein's Chicago Law School reports. He's now the White House regulations czar. And he said, we must get groups that look independent to go out and attack 9/11 truth. I mean, NIST has given six different reasons that Building 7 fell and has had to go back over each one. The way Popular Mechanics debunked 9/11 truth was by saying that only one aircraft had been intercepted by NORAD in the year before, when it was 160 plus. They just lie. They say that the Tower 1 and 2 were hollow inside and had no supports. I mean, it's just ridiculous levels of disinformation. I would just move on from your aunt. People who want to be willfully ignorant, people who want to be raped by the government, people who say his name isn't Barry Sotaro, they're not going to be woken up. And the media always makes it about how he's being attacked by Republicans. He's being attacked. He's bad. He's bad. He's bad. The leadership of both parties are all in it together. It's all staged. They just share power and occasionally fight with each other over the levers of power. And so I would reach out to people that are waking up and people that do care. I would move on from your aunt and don't waste your time. Let her be ignorant. Let her love Obama. If you want to wake her up to Obama, I would give her the Obama deception on DVD. You don't have to even buy the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com. You can just go to Google or any search engine and type in the Obama deception. There's thousands of copies of it online for free. The top link, in fact, let's do this live on air. Go to Google, live on screen, and type in the Obama deception. And the top link is a link to a director's channel on YouTube where the whole two-hour film is there for free in decent quality. It's in a lot better quality at prisonplanet.tv. And you can be a member and support us and watch the live TV show and get better quality podcasts and all of that. But I don't care. I mean, it just took them 5 seconds. And he lied about signing statements. He lied about lobbyists. He lied about everything. And he's lying about what the health care bill really does. It doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It cuts Medicare and Medicaid. It's a robbery. Even from her liberal perspective, she needs to understand that's a lie. But you can't wake the dead. And you know what? But at least she's engaging you and trying to counter what you're saying. So don't let it get you down if you can't wake some people up, okay? Mona in Texas, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I'm okay.
I have a quick comment and a question. My family personally has suffered at the infiltration of CPS, family courts, and other paid henchmen in our lives. My 30-year-old daughter committed suicide on 11/10/2005 after a 5-year war with a very corrupt CPS and family court system. Now, as of late, the former Georgia Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband Bruce were found dead last Friday, as you know already. As we all know, Nancy Schaefer was a true crusader against the wrath that CPS and the family court system causes innocent families. I've watched many of your videos. Was Nancy scheduled to be a future guest again on your show, and did Nancy also try to reach you with great urgency to no avail? I just would like to know, what is your take on all this, and why you didn't return her calls? Thank you.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm bad. I mean, at the end of the day, everything's my fault. I'm evil. That's why. No, I mean, let's be serious. We get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of phone calls, thousands of emails a day. And I've been trying to get Red Beckman on for the last week, and he doesn't have an answering machine, so it just rings and rings. He may be out of town. So if something ever happened to Red Beckman, it's not that I'm bad and did something to him. It's that we were unable to get him on the show. I'm saying hypothetically. Yes, Rob Dew came in and said, you know, in the last few months, she called a few times and said she had some, you know, new developments, interesting information. And I think I'm probably wandering around with two phones on my head and, you know, trying to get the air conditioning fixed or whatever's going on around here. I'm like, yeah, let's get her back on. Then it falls through the cracks. See, I'm non-omnipresent. I'm not God. But we've had her on the show several times, and but I guess I'm bad. I mean, I apologize. It's my fault. Maybe I killed her. Okay, we're going to go ahead and let that lady go. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Coming up in the next hour, we have William Fain, who'd been working on a film and who had interviewed her, and he'd talked to her 48 hours before she was killed. And so we'll be talking about that some coming up in the next hour. Her husband and her were killed. But to be serious here, it sounded like you were reading an email, ma'am. And look, if there's a cloudy day, the internet blames me for it. That's COINTELPRO and jealousy. If somebody slips on a banana peel, I caused it. I mean, if somebody in New Zealand slips on a banana peel and they fall down, they go, ah, Alex Jones, I'm going to write a blog about this. And so it's just a completely mentally ill distraction, as usual, from reality that's going on here. But I'll come back and continue with your phone calls, and I'll get into healthcare and a bunch of other really important news straight ahead on the other side of this break. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
You said at one time that the students from the University of Arizona got 30,000 DVDs out of yours.
Yes.
I would consider them the Freedom College of the year 2009. And I wonder who's going to be the Freedom College of the year 2010. I think 30,000 could be done, outdone. And I think that we're coming up on Easter break. By next Christmas break, you could be announcing who got the most DVDs out. And it could even go further as to, I kind of think the computer geeks got an edge over the jocks, but hey, if they promote your stuff and get it out, and who has more to lose? They do at the moment. I've led a good three-quarters of a life, you a good half-life. They're just starting, and they have to have something to live for.
All right, Dave, I appreciate your call. Interesting. Travis in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
I apologize. I just wanted to mention real quick, I noticed on the iPhone app post, a lot of people were mentioning that they wanted something for the Motorola Droid. If they download Droid Live, it's a free app. They can listen to your show live or the rebroadcast.
Tell us the name of that app again.
It's Droid, D-R-O-I-D, Live, L-I-V-E, and then Lite is the free version.
And then what do they do? Just go click on links on my website that have the regular stream, or how does that work?
No, they just go into the app, and then they can click on the search button and type in Alex Jones. The first link is your live feed or rebroadcast.
Well, that's good news, Travis. I know that there's basically free apps for every phone out there to be able to stream our show. It's just that people then have to search it to find it. That's why I'm making our own apps that specifically go to our page and give people links to the podcast and the live streams and the retransmitted streams. Makes it easy. But yes, there's Flycast. There's a whole bunch of other systems out there where basically anybody with a cell phone can listen to the show. Thanks for the info. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Travis. But yeah, people should send us links to all the apps that have worked well for them, and we'll start putting them in the Listen Live page. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. You're on the air, Brandon.
Alex, good to hear
yes.
from. Hey, I just wanted to make this real short, but I just wanted to say that you've really lit a fire in me, and you know the spirit of 1776 resonates in me. And I actually work for a video store that's closing. I won't say who it is, but if you watch the news, you probably got a good idea. But I've been showing your films in here on a daily basis, and you wouldn't believe how many people stop and watch the films, and how you know it really resonates in them too. They're just scared to come out and say it. You know.
Well,
really
Brandon, that's why we talk about the films being one of the key weapons, and why the establishment always criticizes it and says Alex with his videos. Hundreds of millions of people have watched him free online. No telling how many copies, how many showings, how many copies of my 25 films have gotten out there, all because of people like you. And you can show somebody one film and it will give them the big picture. A film like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, coming out this month, it's already April, the two new films, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA and Invisible Empire. I mean, this is effective because you've only got to show somebody the truth if they're open to it once. Because they already know what's going on at a subconscious level. They've got big pieces of the puzzle, and then it brings it all into focus. So I want to commend what you're doing. So I guess you work at Blockbuster, and it's going under.
You got it, brother. And, you know, I've played Obama Deception, you know, Fall of the Republic. You know, I own pretty much every film that you have, and, you know, I'm always letting them out to people and making copies. And actually, me and my boss, you know, woke him up to the fact, you know, he was a Glenn Beck fan. And, you know, I had to strain him away from that NWO shield. But, you know, we're coming together and, you know, we're going to start a podcast and, you know, we're really going to hit this hard because, you know, it's going to take more people like us, more people like you and, you know, congressmen like Ron Paul to step up and not be afraid of really what, you know, the truth is and stand for firm beliefs and, you know.
Absolutely. We've got the truth. They've got the lies. If all of us just start getting involved and waking others up in a peaceful fashion and exposing the corruption in our government, it is going to come down. God bless you. Anything else?
That's it, man. God bless you.
Thank you. I like that can-do, take-action spirit. Let's jam in one more call. Cameron in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Worldwide transmission. Hey. Good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be talking to you finally. I've been listening to your show here for a little while, and I started out by answering the 9/11 stuff, ended up running into everything else you talked about. The reason I was calling you is we hadn't really been bothered by too much of what's going on, because I wouldn't consider us to be in a very hot spot for any kind of federal activity, but here lately we've had some weird stuff going on. They put on a TV broadcast we need to start registering our phone numbers in a countywide and statewide registration, and they put in there for emergency purposes. I didn't say nothing about it. I thought it was kind of a dumb idea. I didn't really want to know what my number was.
All part of the standard federalization of everything. And sure, it all has the dual use of emergency services, but in the government documents, it also has the dual use of tracking, tracing, and controlling you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to go through a big news blitz and then back to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I love hearing the callers, but I may institute call screening, not for your content, but for your phone quality. With these headsets and these cell phones and these speaker phones, I mean, I'm sitting here listening to you with an earpiece because headphones were making me start to have hearing loss. And I literally, a third of the time, cannot understand what the callers are even saying, or I'm making out bits and pieces. And so I'm going to institute this right now, from now until eternity, that either has to be a landline or a clear cell phone where we can hear you. Doesn't have to be great quality, but if we can't understand you, you can still be on the show. You just got to get to a landline. You got to get to a phone where we can understand you. Because, I mean, it's unbelievable. 1-800-259-9231. We always go to the extreme, though. It's like the message board. For 2 years, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, hundreds of thousands of people have posted comments, probably even more. It's ridiculous. What is it? Tens of thousands a month or more. And COINTELPRO went in and posted threats, and we got Secret Service, FBI visits, Fox News reporting us to Homeland Security, AP articles, Wired magazine stories implying we're doing it and that it's my fault. Now, I see death threats and stuff all over YouTube, all over Fox Nation. That's okay. They don't get government visits. They don't get demonized. We do. I can no longer do it. And the problem is with this system where you've got to log in, it's actually weighing down the server. So I'm getting to the point where we have to get rid of comments altogether. And that's just because they're trying to set us up and destroy us with this. It's very easy. They're COINTELPRO again, lying on InfoWars, lying on Prison Planet. They lie about everything, saying you've got to give your real name. No, you don't. You got to create a username and your email that then, just like any other message board or comments on any other newspaper, it then sends you an email. And then that way, when somebody's posting death threats or whatever, we can delete them, and it's a little bit easier to keep the death threats and all the rest of it off of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody else makes you register, and there's a reason, because it gets out of control. So that's going on from here on into eternity. At InfoWars, at Prison Planet, it's made the quality of the comments rise. The trolling has gone way down, and it's made it more manageable for us to be able to provide people a platform to have discussions and debates and to discuss the articles. There was another point I wanted to make about that, too. Then it just slipped my mind. Oh, I mean, we'd also had tens of thousands, no exaggeration, of emails and comments saying, I can't let my children on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because there's cussing everywhere. And so we put software in, or a plug-in in, where if somebody tries to say F you, it cuts off the CK. Or if somebody tries to say, you know, the S word, you see S dash dash T. And look, it's over. Any cussing, you're deleted. You come back and cuss with a new email, you're deleted. This is not a place like a bar room to sit around, or a U.S. Navy ship where you're in the canteen talking like sailors. Because we try to just say, have a free-for-all, and people just go crazy. Okay? It's my website. You can do what you want with your website. You can do, and the spam is over too. People just don't make comments. They just plug their websites over and over. That's over. We're going to delete you for that. That's the same thing with the calls. From now on, John, and also when we take phone calls on our system, if somebody's phone line doesn't sound clear, if you're having trouble, I mean, here's the benchmark. If you're having trouble hearing what a caller says, they don't go on air. Dr. Preacher, don't, yes, but, what do you think about that? Say that again. I said they're over here with a female, and a lot of, can you hear what I'm saying, Alex? And I guess this all falls on me. I don't know why I didn't institute this earlier with the phone calls. But I know why. I've been on talk radio 14 years ago. 14 years ago, 90% of the calls you got were landlines, and they were clear. And now it's just Skype and internet and cell phone. And, I mean, it sounds like you're talking to someone. And I just can't understand it. All right. Enough on that. I've got all this news to cover. I'll admit this, though. I need a vacation, man. I have been so tired lately. You know, I've got a fighting spirit to fight tyranny. But I just constantly think about this stuff. I constantly research. And then I get up here on air with all these piles of clear evil, clear tyranny. And I'm glad we're waking people up. I'm glad we're having a big effect. But it should be a lot bigger. We shouldn't have to argue with people that tyranny is upon us. Of course tyranny is upon us. Of course society is out of control. Of course we have a big problem. All right, I just spent about 6 minutes babbling. I've got a bunch of news I want to get to here. Where's my news out of the CBC that I barely mentioned at the end of the show about pills with antennas on them so the government can make sure you're taking your medication? Oh, I'll find it. Here it is. Pill with antenna ensures patients take meds. This makes me tired. I mean, I don't even want to get into all the ramifications of this. And then I know there's going to be all these idiots out there that say, that's good. And then I know about how they're setting it up where mainline apartments now are saying the refrigerators watch what you eat and what you do and track you for the government. And I mean, it's like a bad dream, and I just want to wake up from it. It is a bad dream. By the way, guys, there's a new video we just put out this morning where I expose Fox News trying to frame me. I want to play that at the start of the next hour. We have it now? We do have it now? Yeah, cue it up. Cue it up. I want to play that right now. I want to play that right now, then I'll go into all this news. Because I think a lot of what's tiring me out is the realization that we've been right about all of this and that it's so real and that I am right. I mean, every day I wish I'm wrong. Every day I wish this wasn't true. Every day I wish we could change things. Every single day. Do we have it? Well, I think I say it all here, and this is important. This is news, and the reason I'm talking about it is we're being targeted. And just like they're going after the internet and wanting to shut down free speech, we are under attack. We are being targeted. And the weird thing is I'm not even really freaked out by it. It makes me tired. It makes me resigned. It just makes me feel sorry for my fellow man and how much scum there is out there. Let's go ahead and roll this.
Things are starting to really get crazy. I mean, even I can't believe what's happening. We've had the London Guardian, Time Magazine, Newsweek, the New York Times, hundreds of other establishment publications, TV networks, CNN, all calling me saying, are you causing the violence in America? No, I'm not causing the violence in America. What's causing the people of this country to get upset and angry is articles like this out of Business Week. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. And it says federal regulators are basically pressuring private and public pension funds, the pension funds of police, the pension funds of unions, firefighters, teachers, to invest to prop up failed banks. That's the type of news that I cover on my syndicated radio show and at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or when it comes out in mainstream news that the Mumbai attacks were run by a U.S. government agent and it's in a federal affidavit, I cover it. Or when the controlled media on the left and the right are not talking about how insurance companies actually wrote the health care bill and that it cuts Medicare and Medicaid and makes people buy insurance from the insurance companies, and that it's true fascism, the left won't talk about that, and the right won't talk about that. I will. I will point out that it's a bailout to the insurance companies, a robbery. And that's why the radio show and the websites are so popular, because it's just common sense. We don't work for the left. We don't work for the right. We work for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and freedom. Now, that said, I want to tell Fox News something. I don't want to be your enemy. I know you've got a lot of federal operatives working for you. I know Glenn Beck is there to co-opt the Tea Parties with Sarah Palin and basically control populism and redirect it into the Republican Party. But I can't put up with this anymore, Fox News. Two stories yesterday from Fox News in the terrorism section. This is where the news about terrorism is, implying that my website is supporting and promoting threats against the IRS, threats against the government, you name it. And they craftily talk about articles on my website and then mention that people in the articles, but not in the articles, it's actually in the comments, are talking about violence against the IRS, violence against the government, violence against Obama. And what's important here, the key here is, in one of the Fox News articles in the terrorism section, Fox News says they were on Infowars.com and that they saw threats to the government, so that they called Homeland Security. In fact, that's in this article, Military Husband Probed for Allegedly Posting Threats on Radical Website. And then it says, the action was taken after FoxNews.com inquired about the online comment. And there's another article here. Feds investigate death threats to IRS employees after health bill approved. These were both on March 30th. Two separate articles. I spent 5 minutes this morning when I saw these stories going to Fox Nation and their other websites that have comments, and there was talk about killing people, about the Marines attacking the government, about killing Obama. Another Fox pundit was making jokes about killing Obama on Fox TV. We have that video posted in this article by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. Fox News calls for Obama to be killed, while framing Alex Jones for instigating violence. We have always spoken out against violence. And we have the Southern Poverty Law Center. We have the ADL. We have all these other organizations saying that I'm calling for killing police and that I'm causing police to be killed. We've seen this talking point in the last year with no evidence. We've always called for nonviolence, like Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King talked about. So they're clearly trying to propagandize and manipulate police and the IRS and others to audit us, to arrest us. We've had the Secret Service here repeatedly in the last few months. We've had the FBI here. We're getting subpoenas over this. All because Fox News and others, and we've now discovered Fox has been doing this for several months, are culling through hundreds of thousands of comments. We get several million visitors per website a week. And calling the police on us, and then we go to Fox Nation and there is stuff many times more violent and actual threats against the president, and that's all being ignored. So this is so hypocritical. Fox News sees Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and what I do on the radio as a threat, because they're posing as the opposition to the New World Order. They're posing as the alternative media. They have more viewers than all the major cable news channels combined. And I'm this separate radio talk show host and filmmaker who maybe has one-tenth, maybe, of their viewers and listenership, but I am the greatest threat to what they're doing. And so they're coming after me. Fox News, I know a bunch of you working there are psychopaths and sociopaths, but I'm a human being. I have a family. I'm not calling the FBI and Homeland Security on you. I'm not even asking my viewers right now and my listeners to go file criminal complaints and reports against you for what's on your websites. You're not guilty for commenters on Fox Nation calling for the death of the president or the death of illegal aliens. You are somewhat guilty for your pundits joking about killing Obama and tying it into Osama bin Laden. I mean, that is over the top. And so you are there inciting all this violence and then blaming me. That is wrong. You can't do this. It's wrong. And I'm just sick of Glenn Beck attacking Ron Paul over the years. I'm sick of you demonizing true patriots, true conservatives, true libertarians. We broke the Mayak report. We broke the Homeland Security report, where the federal government's main target is conservatives and libertarians in this country. And I know you're upset about that. I know that you want to pose as a twisted form of Alex Jones and Ron Paul, but it's not going to work. And I'm here to tell you that the people are seeing through what you're doing. We're calling for none of this. We're decrying it. We're exposing the fact that this militia was infiltrated by feds and that they provocateured them. We're exposing that the Mumbai massacre was run by a U.S. federal agent. We're exposing the fact that mainstream media pushed the hoaxes of WMDs in Iraq and now Iran. We're trying to save our country. And what are you doing? You're trying to sick the IRS and the FBI and Homeland Security on us. You are more than hypocrites, and you're trying to destroy InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the work that I do, and you're putting my family in danger. And everyone needs to understand that what you're doing is terroristic and criminal and stinks to high heaven as a Karl Rovian type trick.
All right, folks. And you can watch the rest of the video up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Fox frames Alex Jones as instigator of violent web comments. That video is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's very, very serious. But these people are ruthless psychopaths. Not everyone that works there, but you see the Southern Poverty Law Center, all of them putting out the same thing, really trying to sick the IRS and Homeland Security on me, thinking the IRS and Homeland Security are complete idiots. And we better get that Alex Jones. He's saying kill us. Everything in this New World Order is about manipulation of people. Everything in this New World Order is about dumbing people down and playing them off against each other while this tiny 0.1% elite manipulates society. And I'm here saying wake up to the manipulation. Wake up to the control. You don't have to believe what I believe. You'll have your own perspective, but for heaven's sakes, admit there's an agenda there and start learning how this agenda operates. We're going to come back, start getting into more of this key news on healthcare and a lot more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared, and you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com is a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list. So long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you.
Do is I'm going to start the next hour and get into this healthcare situation and go over the lobbyists that were involved and who actually funded it, because that'll take a while. Then your calls, and in the last 20 minutes or so, we have a guest who was one of the last people to talk to Nancy Schaefer before her and her husband died, were killed a week and a half ago. I think it looks very suspicious. We talked to this fellow a few days ago, and he said, yeah, it does look suspicious. Now he's saying, well, he's talked to investigators. He doesn't know. But regardless, it's the smoking gun info he has and the last work that Nancy Schaefer was working on exposing the CPS in her state. So that is coming up, very important information. And he says it's smoking gun info. And when she was calling here, she wasn't desperate. She was just like, I've got some new big developments, some important developments. And I just wish it wouldn't have fallen through the cracks. We had her on several times. We want all this info on. This is what we expose. This is what we do. Here's some of the other news. And again, I've got, give me a document cam shot, guys, a wide shot. This is only, all of this is 4 days of news. And I read and scanned over all of this. And it's virgin when I'm reading it for the first time. And it's an effect mentally I have. It's a problem that then once I've already covered it myself, the first time I'm interested in it, the second time it just makes me sick. And then, you can think a lot faster than you can talk. There's so many elements to each one of these stories. It almost does a disservice to just mention each story and to not then go into the different facets of it, to give people the full background and how it ties into the larger control grid. Here's one out of the CBC television, Canadian Broadcasting System. Pill with antenna ensures patients take meds. They're always wanting to force people to take their meds, or, oh, you want to have welfare? You got to go to a government psychiatrist. And, oh, guess what? More than half the time, they say you're mentally ill. We'll give you government money, but we want you on drugs, which is then a kickback to the drug makers. Taxpayers got to pay for it. It gets you into the system. They can now list you as mentally ill, take your rights that way. They want to get you in the mental health system, in the welfare system, in the criminal justice system, in the debt system. They want to reduce you to the level of a pauper. But see, that's only one facet. Then there's the whole facet of medical tyranny, forcing you to have microchips with antennas in your body. And I've talked to high-level government operatives who are too scared to come on air. One of them was getting ready to and then got threatened. His phone was tapped about how Singapore, well, I'm not even supposed to get into it. And then you tell people you're not going to talk about something because it's off record. And then the point is, why do you think they want you to take the H1N1 so badly? They do have nanotech microchips. They do have microscopic microchips. They are injecting the population with microchips. They are putting poison in the water. They are taking babies' blood at birth. And for a Pentagon eugenics database, I told you that more than 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. I told you 4 years ago, they're giving you free laptops at school to watch you at home. Now it's admitted. It's so incredible. Why do we have to have this happen? What's wrong with the sheep that they don't get more upset and carry their weight? All right, I'm going to finish up with this when we get back. It's just disgusting. And then all these other articles on the police state front, the medical tyranny front, and everything else that's happening. We'll be right back, and we'll get to Nathan, Bob, Keith, Michael, John, and many others. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is already the fourth and final hour of this April 1st, 2010 edition. We're going to look at oddities in the Nancy Schaefer so-called suicide case. Former state senator, head of the Eagle Forum in Georgia, exposing government child kidnapping rings run by the CPS, bounties on certain types of children. She was brutally gunned down in the back, her husband shot in the chest. People do not normally commit suicide that way. Her family has said on record they don't believe they committed suicide. This is getting very, very suspicious. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. I want to get into some other facets of the healthcare bill. WorldNet Daily is reporting that Krugman admitted on one of the national TV programs that the death panels will save money. And that's what this does. It allows the federal government to lower the standard of care, cut Medicare and Medicaid, and the insurance companies wrote the legislation. That is coming up in the next segment. But getting back to this article I started mentioning at the end of the last hour, pill with antenna ensures patients take meds. U.S. researchers have engineered a pill that can alert patients and medical professionals that has been inserted with the help of a digestible microchip and tiny antenna. And I've seen studies where they've got genetically engineered corn and other food to sterilize people, where they've got other food that has tiny nanotech RFID chips in it, developed to be put in vaccines. But here it is in CBC. If you've ever been plagued by temporary amnesia, and forgot whether or not you took your medication, take heart. U.S. researchers have engineered a pill that will jog your memory. Take heart. You know, you shouldn't write it down if you took it. You shouldn't keep that by the medication. No, you need to digest a pill that lodges in your intestines and tracks everything you do. The pill, designed by engineers at the University of Florida, is embedded with a tiny non-toxic microchip and antenna that can be digested. When it is ingested, it emits a signal that is picked up by a small electronic device carried or worn by the patient. That device, in turn, signals a cell phone or laptop, letting patient or medical professionals know the pill has been taken. So you're a political dissident. They've grabbed you. They've thrown you in a loony bin. You're cheeking the pills and getting rid of them. I've seen famous cases, even in the New York Times, they reported where they grabbed, Dr. Sell, that dentist that was exposing government corruption with Medicare and Medicaid. They've held him for 10 years, drugging him before trial in a prison. Oh, you want to try to not take the drugs? we're going to put a pill in you, a microchip in you, that tracks everything you are doing. Look at England. Same things are happening here in the U.S. They're trying to create laws to make everybody a criminal so they can get you in the system. Pet shop owner faced £1,000 or $1,500 fine and told to wear an electronic tag for selling a goldfish to a boy age 14. Under a law to stop abuse of animals, you've got to be 16 or older to be able to buy any type of animal from a pet shop. So not just alcohol and cigarettes, but now it's everything. Police accused of trespass after burglaring 50 homes to show owners how insecure they are. They have zoning laws here in the U.S. where they come in your house without asking, especially in Illinois. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. When it comes to fighting crime, a certain understanding of the criminal mind is essential. But the police have been criticized for their attempts to prevent a spate of house thefts by committing the burglaries themselves. See, training you that they come in your house without a warrant. And they have Magna Carta in England, but they're setting the precedent. Officers have been entering private homes through open windows or unlocked doors, supposedly as a warning to residents about a lack of security. And, of course, the public's disarmed, so there's no danger to the police. Once inside, officers pick up any valuables and items they see, such as iPods and purses, and leave them in a swag bag for the owner to find. How many cops have been caught all over the world stealing and robbing? The cops are just doing this to set the precedent to come in your house, steal whatever goodies they want. Here's another one. School apologizes after pupils were frog marched to be fingerprinted so they could eat at the cafeteria. It is all coming up after this quick break. And New York Times columnist, debt panels will save a lot of money. Paul Krugman tells Roundtable Economists.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're building our TV studio next door. We have 7,000 square feet here. We got 7,000 square feet next door. They are probably 70 yards away, but you may hear banging during this hour. We never had that as a sound effect in the background. I don't know if you can hear it right now, but they're driving metal studs into the ground in the studio, and I'm trying to rush them. The city held us up for 6 months with permits, and so I've told them just continue. If it gets too bad, we'll just, I guess, take off a few days or something, because nothing can stop us putting this studio in. So an added level of radio theater. Oh, I hear it starting up again. Talk about trying to not be distracted while you're doing something. Can you guys hear that on air? You can't hear it? Well, that's fine then. It's louder than 4th of July for me, but this must be a good microphone setup we have. Okay, well, then I'll try to focus with the banging in the background. All right. Look, here's the problem with covering healthcare. It's like any other issue. It's so bad, I can't even find the proper words to cover how evil it is. And now that we've had a week and a half to go over the full final version, it's amazing even me, and I expect a lot, out of these tyrants. I mean, it takes a lot to surprise me. Tom Daschle, 3 years ago, wrote a book. We've read the passages saying we need to get more like Europeans who just understand after 60, you have a duty to die. And they have this comparative care. They have these bioethicists that sit over the hospitals under federal control, and they decide if you get health care. And as you get older, they begin rationing the care. And that is in the bill. And AP reported, of course, that, oh, it was an oversight, but it's law now. Children and others with pre-existing conditions, you don't get coverage. The insurance companies don't have to give it to you. And then you go on Medicare or Medicaid, and the taxpayer pays for it. But then you get a lower standard of care. That's how they cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, lower the standard of care, but raise taxes. It's nothing but a tax increase for government and a boondoggle payoff to the insurance companies. I'm going to get into that coming up next. But we've got the YouTube video itself posted up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but WorldNet Daily has an article about it as well that's excellent. New York Times columnist, death panels will save a lot of money. That's a quote. Paul Krugman tells Roundtable Economist, agree, it's going to be major. And their argument is, hey, these panels are going to cut what tests you get, what surgeries you get, just like in Europe or just like the VA. The one case we have of government-run healthcare, it's a nightmare. I was talking to a lady this morning from England, she was telling me just how the health service is absolutely horrible. But you talk to Americans who've been told the lie, those that support socialist healthcare, like, oh, it's great. Everything's free in England. Waiting a month on a gurney. That was in the news last week, and dying a month. Not being given any health care, 18 months for cancer surgeries that are almost 100% operable if you get it within a few months. Oh, no, you wait over a year and a half, you die. So I wanted to go ahead and play the New York Times economic columnist Paul Krugman says the so-called death panels established by President Obama's trillion-dollar nationalized health care plan will end up saving a lot of money for the government. But he's operating under the false left-right paradigm, saying, well, wait a minute, Republicans, you're saying this is going to cost too much money, but if these death panels cut the amount that's spent, which they will, then that cuts spending. No, that's not how this works. The insurance companies get the lower standard of care for everybody. They get to force 30 million plus people to get insurance, and the government gets to raise all these new taxes on people and save money. So more money goes to the banks and insurance companies and interest on the debt. You get less care. You get less service. So he knows people are watching at home, and he tries to manipulate them by saying, well, wait a minute. If this cuts cost, how is this driving up the deficit? But they admit it costs more money. They admit it raises all these taxes. They admit it brings in more money, but does lower cost because you're being robbed. And I'm going to go over the insurance companies that were behind this in a moment. But right now, let's go ahead and play Paul Krugman on ABC News program this week. Here it is.
Amazing, actually. If you think about people on the right, they're simultaneously screaming. They're going to send all the old people to death panels, and it's not going to save any money. That's a contradictory point of view.
Death panels would save money.
What?
I mean, well, theoretically.
The advisory panel, which has the ability to make more or less binding judgments on saying this particular expensive treatment actually doesn't do any good medically, and so we're not going to pay for it, that is actually going to save quite a lot of money. We don't know how much yet. The CBO gives it very little credit, but most of the healthcare economists I talk to think that it's going to be a really major cost saving.
There you go. A cost savings, and they admit over $40 billion a year cuts in Medicare and Medicaid. And they're not just all the new federal taxes and taxes on healthcare savings accounts and everything else. But they make the states come up with money for Medicare and Medicaid. They make them contribute to it. Completely unconstitutional. Now, I told you how 3 months ago I was in an airport. I already knew this. I already read it other places. But there was the head of the healthcare insurance lobby saying, hey, we wrote this bill, and if you put a public option in it, which I'm not for, by the way, because it'll always get stolen. It's wrong to take people's money for somebody else. It's wrong for the government to make you buy something. But it's even worse than stealing money to help people, because they're not even doing it for that. Of course they're not. Did the Soviets steal people's money and labor to help them? Did Hitler, the National Socialist, do it? Did Mao Zedong? No, 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 no. That's the point. You're always going to get cheated. But there they were saying, if you do try to actually cover people with pre-existing conditions, we're pulling out. We're for this if it makes people come buy our goods. If it makes them buy our service and lets us lower quality. And that's why in the last week and a half, all the major insurance, health insurance company stocks are up, and it's been leading the stock market up in the last week and a half, and that was all over AP, Bloomberg, you name it. There's your evidence for all you stupid liberals who really believe the nanny state cares about you and the government loves you, and boy, you got the rich guys, you got the middle class, you know, you're going to get your free giveaway now because you want to be a lazy parasite. Or because you're so taxed and so regulated, you can't make ends meet because of big government destroying our economy and ruining the best healthcare in the world. Some people aren't lazy. They are being cheated. And the illegals are bankrupting. And I mean, it goes on and on. But a great article by Revolt of the Plebes. We've got it up on Infowars.com. The K Street Hustling of Obamacare. And it says, ooh, snap. Looks like we've been right all along. All the K Street money pumped into the House and Senate has been overwhelmingly one-sided in favor of Obama's horrendous new health care legislation. Go figure. According to a new study released over the weekend by the Center for Public Policy, a nonpartisan public interest think tank in D.C., it is estimated that a record $120 million was spent lobbying for the health reform. In addition to direct lobbying, some of the top firms also rewarded members of Congress with campaign contributions through political action committees and individual lobbying donations. The largest of these firms, Patton Boggs LLP, contributed more than $55,000 almost exclusively to Democrats. Patton Boggs represents Bristol Myers Squibb, one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the nation and the eighth largest corporation in the United States. On January 21st, 2010, Patton Boggs was one of several big-name health insurance, pharmacological, and hospital lobbying organizations whose top executives got together to throw a fundraiser for Massachusetts senatorial candidate Martha Coakley in hopes of landing her the Democratic seat at the crucial 60th vote needed to pass the health care takeover bill. The other top firms that participated, along with a list of companies they represent, are as follows. And it goes on for page after page after page after page. And you can go also in a link here to the Center for Public Policy, and look, over 94% of all lobbying, health care, and insurance money, and the guy behind Obama more than anybody else, Berkshire Hathaway Insurance Company, Mogul, they are all there pushing this. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, you name it. The biggest fortunes are made by controlling government contracts. Even Ross Perot, who bashes big government, made almost all his money with EDS and other companies with government contracts. That is how this works. And they list it. Capitol Hill Strategies. Amgen, the nation's largest biotech firm. Bio, a multi-million dollar biotech firm. Merck, largest pharmaceutical company in the world. Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of Americas, the whole association. A trade group representing pharmacological and biotechnology companies. Grover Park Group, Blue Cross, a federated 39 health insurance organizations, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Pfizer, a pharmacological company ranking number one in sales in the world. Duberstein Group, Norvitus, the pharmacological company ranking number one in revenues and all three in sales, and it goes through all that. Moleman, Vogel, Castagetti, Humana, the fourth largest health insurance company in the United States. Abbott Laboratories, multi-billion dollar pharmaceuticals healthcare company. Healthcare wrote it. And they're the ones that got government involved the last 35, 40 years that jacked up prices and raped you. Hey, you got it right. The insurance companies are cheating you and raping you. And they're going to get you a lot worse now. And then you'll go, I want more government. I didn't get my free lollipop. And they'll go, that's okay. Rob everybody else. And we'll make sure you end up getting some money down the road. I voted for even more government, and I didn't get it. Vote for more, and you might. Meanwhile, they're militarizing the police to suppress real Americans who aren't stupid and realize what's happening. General Electric was behind it. Ellendorf Strategies, United Health Group, Heather Podesta and Partners, Cigna, Eli Lilly, on and on and on and on. 94% of all the lobbying money from the top 20 companies for the healthcare rape-off. But you don't hear Rush Limbaugh telling you that. He tells you the insurance companies are good. We'll be right back.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment. Everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today
at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Conservative talk show host like a tree full of parrots every day saying that the insurance companies aren't making that much money. It's free market. They're allowed to make money. How dare these communists not want them to make money? It's the American way. The big insurance companies, by and large, lobby the government to make you pay for more and more overpriced health care, to give other people supposedly free health care so they get your tax money. They lobbied for the stinking bill. And it is a hoax that all over the news they keep saying insurance companies were against this. If the stinking moron collectivist grassroots could have been shown the facts of how the insurance companies wrote this, it would have never gone through. So on the left, they lie to people saying, oh, don't worry, you're getting free health care and you're not. If this doesn't kill our economy, nothing will, along with the carbon taxes and all the rest of it. And then the right wingers get up there and act like the insurance companies are against this when they know full well they were. And their subsidiaries are the very same usual suspects, private central banks that are doing all of this. So I challenge everyone to get the article. Again, we have it up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or just go to Revolt of the Plebes, or go directly to the Center for Public Policy to read their report. And you can see from hard numbers what money was donated, who lobbied. 94% of the insurance and health insurance and biotech and big pharma money went directly to Congress to support and push this through. And they campaigned and had fundraisers and did everything they could to ensure its passage, and they got it passed. And I talked to the average person on the street, or I get emails going, how dare you, you stinking piece of filth, working for the insurance companies. Jones, we know you're getting money from them. We know you're fighting this health care bill because you want little old ladies to die and you don't want children to get health care. What type of monster are you? What type of trash are you? We're going to get you if it's the last thing we do. Obama's going to save us. He cares about us. He wants to help us. He's so good. I love Obama.
Obama, 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 I love you.
You love being conned. You love being idiots. You love being morons. And I don't hate you. I'm just sick of it. I'm disgusted with your willful moron behavior. Now, I'm done talking about the Democrats. Let me talk to conservatives out there. You want things to really change? Get up off your fat butts and actually research the real issues in this country. Discover for yourself the facts that you've been trained that all corporations are good, all banks are good, and there should be no regulation, no one should investigate the banks or insurance companies, and they're perfect and everything's wonderful. But then meanwhile, you don't like big government and corporate welfare. When Bush tripled the size of government, expanded government welfare. Sure, Obama's gone even further, but there's no lesser of two evils here. The Republicans are out of power. The Democrats have the votes to pass it. So they made the political calculation at the leadership level. Some of the rank and file are good and are moral and are constitutionalist, like Ron Paul and a few others, Michelle Bachmann, Gohmert, they aren't perfect, some of them. By the way, Ron Paul's on Monday with a lot of key news. It's just so obvious, and I get these emails every day and these calls, and explain it to me. How do I explain it to my mother? How do I explain it to my father? How do I explain it to my son, to my daughter, to my neighbor, to my boss, to my employees? How do you explain it? The stinking insurance companies wrote the bill. Big mega corporations are piratical. They are criminal. They are not free market. They have taken control of our government. You Republicans don't like the Bill of Rights being violated, the Constitution, for this health care bill, but you like secret torture. You like the Patriot Act. You like arrest without warrant, indefinite detainment. Don't you understand this Homeland Security legislation and all the accompanying legislation was written to suppress you? We have the government documents that prove it, MIAC and Homeland Security and others. Don't you understand you're being conned? You're being manipulated? Don't you understand that the big neocon talk show host, none of them will tell you the truth that the insurance companies wrote this bill? If you go to the stinking, low-level, dumbed-down liberals and explain that to them, you will be able to wake them up. But you are a bunch of stinking idiots as well. Stop being stinking idiots. Stop being morons. Stop being conned. Stop being manipulated. Stop being fools. Get informed. You're not going to ever beat this government takeover, IRS takeover of healthcare by saying you want to take free healthcare away from people. You will only beat it by addressing it for what it is, a giant looting, a robbery, more than a bailout to the banks and insurance companies, and the government's going to run our lives.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Well, a few months ago, head of the Eagle Forum in Georgia, former state senator Nancy Schaefer, called one of my producers a few times, and he mentioned, he said, Nancy Schaefer wants to talk to you. And I get piles of these, and then didn't get her on. And now she's dead. But I'm just looking for the truth of what happened. It sounds suspicious to be shot in your back and then the husband shoots himself in the chest. Most people commit suicide by shooting themselves in the head. But regardless of that, and we'll talk some about that with William Fain, who some of Nancy Schaefer's friends told us about. He's making a documentary about this. He had talked to Ms. Schaefer 48 hours before she died. He had talked to her husband. And very soon, in the next few weeks, he's going to be releasing this video. And I know CPS hunts children. I know they get bounties for, say, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed child, that they have operatives in daycares, in public schools, everywhere to take your children. I know they lie on reports. I know the federal government gives them bounties for the number of kids they're supposed to get. I know a lot of them have gone to prison for this. But Schaefer, up in Georgia, had been on last year and said she was really tracking down and had the evidence of them having bounties to grab completely, you know, innocent families' children away from them. And under the family court set up over 100 years ago in England, the last 90 years in the U.S., it's a eugenics court, a racial hygiene court. They would take your kids and sterilize them if you were poor. No judge, no jury, they just did it. Well, not a real judge on a real jury. They had just a judge. And so I want to stick to what we can prove here. The investigation, the last things that she was working on, and so I can find out what all this incredible information was she wanted to discuss on the air. And so joining us is William Fain from Georgia. William, specifically, though, because you said you wanted to clear some things up, Rob Dew talked to you Monday, and you said, yeah, I do have some suspicions. But then since then, it's 3 days later, you now are saying some of those are allayed. So you've got the floor on that issue first about her death, dual suicide, whatever it is, murder. Go over that for folks, and then let's get into what you and her were working on.
Okay, first of all, I'm from Tennessee, and you can just call me Wilkie.
But you're working on this in Georgia. I'm sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm in Georgia. Basically, when I first got reported to me, I got the report within minutes before the investigator even had gotten there because of my contacts. And the first report did make me feel very suspicious. I had a lot of the same feelings that I see post on the internet, that it was an assassination. Because the first report I got was Nancy's been shot and she's dead, Wilkie. And I said, well, you're going to find Bear, which is Bruce, close by, something's wrong. And at that point, no one had told me that Bruce had been shot. So yes, I was very suspicious. And then we were up, of course, all night long. Then they call and say Bruce is also dead. And the information I was given, it's kind of started making me feel that it was not an assassination. And throughout the weekend, the information poured in. And then by Monday morning, when Rob called me, I said, yes, I was suspicious at the beginning. Now I'm not. And then after having a face-to-face meeting with several people and seeing what the information is, I have 100% no doubt that it was murder-suicide. And it was not a suicide pact. Nancy did not know it was going to happen. I'm convinced of that.
Oh, my God.
I'm convinced it had been planned for some time, a couple of weeks in advance. And I believe anybody with any neutrality in this that would look at it would come to the same conclusion. So I want to
say, well, how did you get into battling the CPS? How did you meet Nancy Schaefer?
Well, Nancy had heard about me through a mutual friend. I traveled the country helping families out that had their children taken between making movies. And I had dedicated, I said, I'm going to dedicate 2 years to this. I'm going to stop making movies. Well, my friend calls me up and says, this lady named Nancy Schaefer, this has been a year ago, wants to meet with you. So I went to meet with Nancy, and she gave me all this information. And she said, I've got the smoking gun, and she just gave me a ton of stuff. And I said, we got to be friends. And when I checked it all out, I said, Nancy, you're telling me that pigs can fly, and I'm telling you pigs don't have wings. Some of this can't be true. About 70% of it proved to be absolutely 100% true. Some of the rest of it was people just kind of going their way with their message. So,
and let me just add, though, from your bio, you're a credible, well-known person. We're not just talking to a random Yahoo here. And you came highly recommended from Nancy Schaefer's friends. You've owned 3 race teams with NASCAR, started a sports magazine, also a radio talk show host about NASCAR-related efforts. And so you're a successful guy who's really set aside a lot of his time to fight the abuses of CPS. Go ahead.
Well, you hit on the subject at first there, as when you said family court. My first movie was A Father's Rights. It's in 17 countries. And it's about family court. That's what happened to me. It's
in fact,
story.
We should have you up separately just about that. Exactly. You have really stood up for families' rights. You've got a long track record.
This is what I fight for nationwide. I've got cases that I help out across the country. And Nancy gave me the leads. She would call me up and say, there's this family down in Florida that BFACs took their kids while they're here, Wilkie, and they're scared to come back into Georgia. What can we do? Or I can now release some of the information that she didn't want released up until this past week. But on the 30th of this past month, the day before the funeral, I traveled down to Blairsville, Georgia, and myself, for an attorney in Tennessee, filed a lawsuit against DFACs and a gentleman by the name of Lee Cothran. Lee Cothran, some of the people that's listening to your show is going to recognize his name. Nancy had been tracking him down for several years and could not find him. He was accused of molesting 13, 15-year-old girls that were in foster care. He was a DFACs caseworker. Suddenly, he disappeared and nobody could find him. So when Nancy said, Brookie, can you find him? I found him 4 weeks later just south of Dallas in Texas. He's now about to be served. He's going to have to answer for what he did. So Nancy was about to announce that. We had to keep it under wraps because we had hidden cameras and we had me down there and kind of in harm's way looking for this guy. So we now are going to expose that system, and DFACs just got sued for this. This little girl, who's now 23, is going to make a great witness. We actually waited to her birthday to file it. So Nancy wanted it. That was her number one case.
But isn't that suspicious that you're finally honing in on these people and suddenly they both get killed?
Well, it's not. I can tell you from experience that the cases that Nancy would, the attorney would call me in and Nancy would call me in, and the turmoil and the horror that we see every day, it's just, you go to bed at night, you see demons. We hardly ever get any good news. And Nancy had really been weighing on her. And last Saturday before all this happened, the Saturday prior to her death, we were filming in Atlanta. And I set aside a day. I said, bring all your families in. And some of the families found out I was going to be there, and they flew in from Texas and Montana to spend 30 minutes with me. And Nancy sat right there beside me, and we listened to every one of them, filmed them. And I took a break, and I walked outside, and Bruce pulled me off the side like he always does, and we drank him a bottle of water, and he said, you know how important this is to her that you've done this? I said, yeah, I do. He said, and he said these words, and I didn't catch on at that point. He said, no matter what, Wilkie, you get this out there. Don't you let anybody or anything stop you. I said, I'm not going to, Bear. And he said, that's what Nancy wants. So I went back inside, not even thinking anything. Bear often encouraged us to finish. We wrapped up that day at about 7 o'clock that night. I talked with Nancy and then and actually had dinner with him. And then,
but everybody that knew him said he was a great guy. Are you saying?
He is.
But you're saying, well, why would he? I mean, to be clear, you're saying Nancy, from talking to investigators, didn't know he was going to shoot her in the back? I mean, that doesn't sound.
She had no clue, and it's not just from talking to investigators.
But if he's a nice guy, why does he kill his wife?
Well, you fast forward to Wednesday prior to this, we got a big court hearing, and it went bad for the family. And so I called everybody together in a room, and this person that's investigating it was there, sitting right beside Nancy, and we made a plan on how to help this little girl out. Nancy asked me to walk her to the car, so I did, and Bruce came down, and we talked for a moment, and he said, do you need us anymore? Do you need any more film or picture? I said, I've got everything I need there. He said, get this out there. I said, okay. Now, what's not being told in the papers, and I'm going to be very careful how I say this, Alex, because you got to be the family. We got to respect the family. But in those letters to the children, I'm sure it explained to them why he did this. Now, I don't agree with his motive, but their finances, without me getting into it, was the main reason. There's a story about cancer. Bruce had cancer several years ago. His health had been a little bit failing, but Nancy had never said again that it was cancer again, just that his health was failing. But in my opinion, and this is my opinion from what I've seen, is they lost money in bank stocks or whatever they had invested, their money invested in. And I don't think she knew to the degree of how bad it was. I think it was being kept from her. That's my opinion from what I've seen. And he just kind of took matters in his own hand because of the stuff that she goes through on a daily basis. He made a decision that he should have discussed with her. And I can promise you that Nancy Schaefer,
he was watching her so tore up watching these pedophiles having their way with the kids and the government not being able to be stopped that she was so depressed and they were broke that he just said, I'm going to get her out of this right now?
Well, I'm not going to use the word depressed or broke. I am going to say that this job is hard on you. And it's a 24-hour day. There's nights you don't sleep. And me and Nancy, when you talk about it, this was her life. If you were around Nancy, this is what she talked about. How do we help this family? How do we help this
Well, because child? It was her life, let's leave that now. And I still think it should be investigated. But I know you're a credible guy. I've seen all the great work you've done. Shifting gears in the last minutes we've got left here. We got about 15 minutes left. A break coming up. She had called us the last few months. You're busy. I'm busy. I hadn't called her back because I'm constantly covering CPS from other angles. We'd had her on a few times. Powerful info. She had said she was getting into pure evidence of bounties with CPS taking certain kids that these groups wanted. And you're saying you've got smoking gun evidence without getting into names because the film's going to be released soon. And you say you've got high-powered lawyers trying to stop you and everything else. But what had you guys discovered? What was all this smoking gun info?
Without getting into names, I'll give you just a few details. The way we have to defeat CPS is their standards. And what I've got is I've got an insider, number one, behind a sheet who explains how they get these kids. And you're right. I don't call it a bounty. You can call it what you want. The federal government does give money to these people as they adopt them out. The state of Georgia does get money for that. We all know that. This defects worker, caseworker, explains exactly how they do it. She's on camera. You're going to hear it out of her own mouth. And then we switch to a case that is going to be so horrific where defects took a child from one family and then gave it back to them. It had to be money involved. There's no other way around it. Somebody had to pay somebody off. And when you see it, no one under 18 is going to watch it. It's horrific footage.
Tell us what we're going to see.
You're going to see a 2.5-year-old child, and I don't know the political correct term for the word, like a mongoloid person. I don't know the correct term, excuse me. The mother is...
Down syndrome.
Down syndrome. I'm sorry if I offended somebody.
No. The elites are obsessed with those, but go ahead.
The Down syndrome mother, it was returned. The child has been returned to the grandmother, and they live in a shack that the Clampets wouldn't live in, and the grandmother's orders from the court with CPS was this. Don't let your 26-year-old son, who's a registered sexual predator in the state of Georgia, around this child. He cannot spend the night there. Don't let your husband, the grandfather, around him because he's been arrested for incest. Don't let the Down syndrome mother around him because she doesn't even know what she's doing. And in court, she testifies she has sex with her father. We're going to cut from that document, and you're going to see this mother pulling this 2.5-year-old kid away from a cattle barn sale 11 o'clock at night, and in front of everybody, she drops her pants, urinates, pulls them up. It's all over. She picks the child up as she's hitting him. She's actually hitting him. Sits him on the lap of the 26-year-old sexual predator. He turns the child's face toward him and full on the mouth kisses him, then takes him outside the building for a good 10 or 15 minutes. As the mother is picking bugs from her hair and eating them, it's all on film. DFACS knows this for a fact. They've seen it and will not go back and get that kid. And yet, right down the road, one county over, they just this past few months ago seized a 6-month-old white, blue-eyed baby girl, falsified the document by saying there's no blood relatives, there's no grandparents. Yet the grandparents were the ones taking care of the child in the hospital every day. Beautiful home.
And they always do that. You can have grandparents that are doctors, lawyers, living in million-dollar houses, and they take them and give them to pedophiles. So the point here is, hardcore child raping families are protected. Good families are broke up because the CPS are a bunch of pedophiles.
It had to be money involved in that first case because we can't figure it out. We've got all the documents. And what you have to understand is what they do is they come in and they make a mistake. They seize your child, fill out the paperwork. Then they go on defensive. If they see it's your child and they fill out the paperwork the wrong way, they then give you hoops to jump through. And they find one thing wrong, they go, see, we were right. It's like finding dope in your house and then going to get a search warrant. So the system is going to be totally exposed. We have a mother that was arrested Monday morning. I got a phone call from an attorney with Atlanta, with Georgia, that asked me about this film. I wouldn't answer any questions. They said, what do I need to tell the main person? I said, I got three words for you. It's my, and I told them. They then left there. 15 minutes later, I get a phone call from the father that Dancy was trying to help. The mother was arrested for mental cruelty of her children, who she's not been able to see since November.
Yeah, let's be clear. They're now taking people's children for yelling at them when they run out in the street. Dr. Phil's saying that's worse than physical abuse. So they can take everybody's kids for yelling them or even spanking them. And meanwhile, the pedophiles can do whatever they want.
Alex, they took three children from this family, downtown Fulton County. She's sitting in jail since 9 o'clock Monday morning. It says no bond. She's there until they decide to set a bond. And she's sitting, and it's
no, they're launching a whole new nationwide deal where if you yell at your kids, they take them and give them to the rape rooms. And then meanwhile, if you're a certified abuser or a pedophile, they let you go.
And in this case, what happened, the little girl wandered outside. Neighbor finds her. They call the police. She says, a white man chased me. Her dad's about 6'1" black. Great guy. And they arrest him because supposedly now they're saying after the fact that he, mental cruelty was he kicked her out of the house and said, you can't live with us no more. He loves his kids. She loves her kids. So the grand jury would indict, but yet she's sitting in jail on a no bond.
In your years of fighting this, because I've seen things and I couldn't do it. I mean, I'm a strong person and I would go down to families having their kids taken at birth. And they would even put the wrong names on the sheets to take the kids. They'd use a 2-year-old sheet on another family with a wrong name to go to the judge to have the kid taken. And I opened the hospital door. Mike Hansen was there and I started crying. And these cops were choking the woman, making her sign the paper. And it just completely blew me away. And they have special police units that take the kids. Most of the cops don't know. It's like special pedophile units that are involved. And I had to stop getting involved with the CPS stuff except for radio interviews because it's so horrible when you love children to know these people are doing this.
And they're doing exactly as you say, Alex. I've got the evidence that you're going to see that Nancy and
I've seen it. I'd almost vomited. I mean, this big fat pedophile, I just can't handle it anymore.
It's very, very disgusting stuff, and it's going to blow the lid off of DFACS. I have a tape recording of a DFACS supervisor explaining the cases and how the file work. If they've got a case on you, instead of spelling your last name correctly, they may use a U for an L, and they confuse the filing, and they have the system. So somebody.
Are you kidding? In case after case in Austin, they would use another name.
Yeah, and if that way they serve a subpoena on something, they go, well, we can't find it. That gives them time to fix these records. So, and you're going to hear this out of their mouth, not mine, and you're going to hear it from a tape recording, a hidden tape, where supervisors telling an employee, help us fix this file.
Well, that's the key. We need good CPS workers, and there's not many of them, to record these demons and to expose them. Stay there. I've got to have you back up next week or later this week for a full hour. This is just too powerful. God almighty. We'll be right back.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth.
This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
William Fain, CPS crime investigator, investigating the family services in Georgia, a true nest of evil. Florida's the worst from our research, but Georgia may be even worse. When is this video going to be released, and where is it going to be released? YouTube?
No, we're not going to go to YouTube. We're going to go straight to TV with it. We're getting offers from across the country, and we're just kind of sitting on it right now as far as the offers. It's in the editing and post-production right now. I'm predicting that it'll take us 3 to 4 weeks to finish it, put the music to it, all the documents that we need to back it up. We've got.
Well, you better hope they didn't kill her, because this goes right to the top. They may come after you.
Well, I mean, they know who I am. The governor knows who I am. They all know me. And, you know, I will support some of the stuff you're saying. Some of these people think it's Georgia. I'm telling you, it's nationwide. And if they come after your children, you need to have recorders and cameras running, because they change their stories from what happens when they come get your kids to when they get in the courtroom. You're going to see a 7-year-old.
Listen, I got the paperwork that they gave this one family when they took their newborn baby down at the city hospital, and it was a wrong name and 2 years old. It's all fake paperwork, and I kept wondering, why is it other names? And now you're explaining it. That's to confuse everything.
Yeah, and you're going to see a testimony from a 7-year-old little girl who testifies in open court. It was closed. We were there. And she says she points right at the dispatch worker and said, "You lied. You told me if I said my daddy screamed at me, you'd get me a bicycle and let me go home." And then the courtroom just went silent. You know, so they try to shut it down immediately after that. Said, "Oh, well, she's just dreaming this." And no 7-year-old's dreaming this stuff. These people are taking our children. And there are times we need good DCS workers, children's services. They're not all demons. But the power, when you question their motives, that's when they come after you. If you start saying you can't do this, they're going to prove to you they can. So we've got to put a stop to this. And I believe that this film and documentary is going to expose the horrors of this. And I plan on going nationwide with it.
WilliamFain.com. What's the name of the film?
Haven't named it yet. I think what we're going to name it is, me and Nancy talked about it, was In the Best Interest, Exposing the Horrors of DFACS in Georgia.
And again, DFACS stands for?
Department of Family and Children's Services.
We've only got 3 minutes left. In your research of this, give us some of the other horror stories.
Well, we've got one child that was raped. I think it's one of the worst rapes I've ever seen. 2 years, 8 months old. But DFACS didn't seize this child because they knocked on the door. It was of a rich doctor, so they believed the lady that answered the door and said, "Oh, he's not here," and yet her son was raping the child in a back room. We have the evidence. The child's dead. We have all the paperwork. One of the worst stories I've ever seen in my life. We have a mother who they seized the child at 2 years old. She fought for him for 14 years, so she finally just had to give up. You're going to hear her testimony. It's heart-wrenching, the stuff they did to her. Every time they tried to reunify her, they would find a way to call her boss and say she's being investigated. She lost job after job. that came to her house. They kicked the door in front of her children and took them from her. I literally beat the door down and took her children from her. Her son is 16 and now sneaks around to offices where they have him at, Georgia, and calls her. So soon hopefully he'll come home. You're going to hear a story about that. You're going to hear a story about a father who was really not even the dad of the child, but he signed the birth certificate. The mother gets caught on drugs. They came and seized the child from a father who has a good job, who offered to take care of it, put it in foster care, and by the time the child was four, was raped three times by foster care parents. So they're taking our children out of a good situation sometimes and put them with these foster care. We had two return the other day, hadn't seen the mother in 30 days. When they left, they were making big grades in school, clean and healthy. They returned with lice, worms, and had missed 18 days of
Listen,
school.
Listen, for a summer, I worked for a carpet cleaning place, and I'd go in these houses that were foster care, and the kids were like animals.
Yes.
And that was my big wake-up call. I was like, who is this? Who are these people? Well, William Fain, we appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless you for your work. We're about to end the show. I want to say bye to you here. Great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com. God bless you all.